You don't have male, you don't have female, you have a shim.
Accessible rules, I don't know.
I guess so, big dog. Congratulations, good morning, how are you? And I want to give a good morning to everyone out in that is listening to our faithful return at the end of the year, big dog. How are you there, pal?
Like I said, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
That's all I can say.
The, couch potato can hear the heater.
Really?
Yeah, is the heater on? You bet damn right it's on. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, everyone. It is a glorious Saturday morning there, big dog.
I
know. How you feeling there, big dog? I made you drive all the way out here to be on the program. I'm so sorry.
Hey, you're closer than before.
How much closer? Is it really?
Half the amount?
Is it really half the amount?
Yep.
Oh, my God. So the working conditions are getting better. So, Tim, you can go to hell. I am improving the big dog's working conditions.
I still want a dental plan.
That may be more possible than I will admit. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the couch potato, the hardest working man in sports. Yes, so it is closer. Yes, it is. We have the hardest working man in sports. And let's see if I can get this one programmed. It's been a little while since I've been looking at it. You know, I'm going to shoot the person who keeps programming these files and all they use is AAAA or AAA. Guys, we have codes here. And if you have a program on with this, use your respective code. I feel like deleting, big dog. I'm going to be deleting. But before I even delete, let's do this. Let's be gentlemanly.
Just a good old boy. Never mean it no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
Good morning, Brian. How are you, Brian?
I'm good, guys. Welcome back. Big dog. Hope everything's good with you, buddy.
Thanks. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. How dramatic, big dog. I know you're not feeling well, dude.
Oh, hell, the Kobe Bryant injury's got him under the weather.
That was good. Big dog, I'm going to have to send you the code right now for the awesome, worthlessly ridiculous files, which still is from Verizon, so it sucks. But I'm going to have to send you the password because the password is like 18 letters.
What the hell are you doing with 18 letters for?
Well, they gave it to me with no... They gave it to me, Sad. I have no choice. Oh, my God, big dog. What's going on? Are you hacking up a lung?
Mm-hmm. Want to see?
Whoa, no. Put it back.
You don't want to put it back.
No, the lung. Put the lung back, damn it.
Are you YFD or are you PZQ?
I'm YFD. Oh, there's the text message. That's got the password on there, big dog. So, guys, we ask you to bear with us. We are flying from the seat of the pants. We are in our brand new studio. Yeah, and it really is for once a studio, huh? Look at our awesome studio light. We have a heater in here. Hey, Brian, can you hear the heater?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, Cash Potato. You just know it's cold. I don't know what the degrees are or whatever, but yeah, you know, it's all capital there.
Yeah, I just did that.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
H-F.
Oh, thank you. How about, you know, PDQ or, no, what's the other one? What is the one that I use? Not ASAP, but what is, what's that acronym I use and I use it at work, too? Oh, my God, I'm trying to remember what it is. Oh, but anyway, so Brian, how's the weather out there where you are? And Sonny, put in the chat room how weather is out there, please.
Well, it's been cold and it's warmed up. Rain's coming in, so and you never know what the weather's going to be in Atlanta.
Wow, okay, well, that's cool. Now,
at some point.
Now, are we meeting here in a couple weeks?
Well, I don't know. Brian, are we going to be meeting you in a few days, not a couple weeks?
Well, I've been trying to find a cheaper flight, guys, and the only one I find is between $1,100 and $1,500. Sonny told me about Spirit. They're all sold out for what I'm going to, so it's going to be tough. There's still a hope, still a small chance, but the ticket's easy to get. The plane ticket's what's the problem.
Okay,
Greyhound.
Well, you can go Greyhound if you leave now. And also, you might want to try, if you're going to rent a car, you might as well try flying into Vegas. See, I know it's 4 hours from L.A., but apparently I found out it's a lot cheaper to fly into Vegas. I mean, by a lot. I have friends that just came over to Vegas.
$1,000.
$1,000
right now.
And what happened is they flew in from Michigan, and they just said, screw it. We're just going to go into Vegas and rent a car from there. If you need more than that, thank you.
Roger. It's $1,000.
From your Hickwoods to other Hickwoods? Isn't there a Hick discount?
No. No, hell, they charge me more. You know, I have to bring all my booze and my tobacco products and everything, my sheet. So all that together adds up.
I'm
so sorry, Brian.
And you got a cow and two. Don't forget, you're not bringing the goats and the cows with you.
Well, I was thinking he was bringing the hound dog.
I'm bringing Cujo with me. Cujo's, you know.
Yeah, Cujo, he's just put in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know this, and I wanted to comment so much about the fact that he has his Cujo perverted. He's got him dressed up in the clothes, dude.
That's a
Panther jersey. And I noticed it's horrible, dude. It's horrible. Hey, the one full of rat shit is good. Just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, I'll use this one. It's also full of rat shit. Sorry. We're talking about our warehouse conditions. That's the cheaper one with their makeup.
Yeah.
These
deplorable conditions here.
Oh, here we go. I'm sorry, my wife.
Just because I'm Mexican. Jeez, look at what he put me through.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that. All right, Big Dog, you're plugged in, baby. You are hot. Well, you are always hot. Hey, maybe, let's see. I have 150 down and 65 up. It is the business quantum, nice and fast. Wow, that's pretty good.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the files. He's bragging.
Oh.
I only have 50 and 25, but in my neck of the woods, since there's only Mexicans around here, I have 49 Mbps, and I have 30 Mbps download or upload.
I thought your upload's crazy.
And my upload is crazy. It's because, yeah, Sonny, go ahead, baby, but everyone in your neighborhood is white, meaning everyone in your neighborhood has internet. Not in my neighborhood. No one has files. Because, number one, they can't pronounce it. They call it, say, Fios, or Esa Cosa de los Gringos. All I know is that I have it, and, oh, my God, it's unbelievable. Hey, Brian, everyone in your neck of the woods has internet, don't they?
No, everybody in my neighborhood is not white.
Oh. Well, I'm going to tell the story again because I told it yesterday. when I severed my relationship with AT&T, I was just so unhappy. I mean, I am a generational customer from AT&T. My grandma, my mama, and I, we all had AT&T. It used to be Pacific Bell, but it was still AT&T. And when I finally decided to cut the cord, it had nothing to do with the fact that I had a $700 balance. The reality, no, just kidding. I was so tired. I really had it. I had already tried out the cable internet service, so I was done with the DSL because I cannot get U-verse in my area because the guy was saying, okay, Mr. Noriega, what can we do to keep you as a customer? And I said, you know what? I don't know what part of I'm canceling you don't get. Sir, there's something that we can do to make this right. Can I give you cell phone service for 70% off? What part do you not get? Now, that part didn't register about until an hour after. 70% off? I'm like, oh, my God, AT&T wireless, 70%. I was so pissed that I had just, F you, AT&T, F you, I'm out of here. Sir, is there anything we can do? I said, well, you know what? There actually is one thing that I would like to have from you guys, and that's AT&T U-verse, like the Verizon Fios. I want the AT&T U-verse. But there's a problem. There aren't enough white people in my area, so you don't offer it. The guy just...
Stood very quiet.
My wife next to me is like using that, oh, no, you didn't. And, yeah, I did. I called AT&T racist on air.
Well, not on air. I've done it now.
But they still don't have U-verse in my old area. The median income does not justify it. Meaning all them poor people can't justify a plan to make money. Wow.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
All right.
That's you. Let me see.
All right. It's no longer you.
Oh, Sonny Clark says he had a $700 balance, too. That's not why I was not sure of them anymore. That must be the magic number. Big Dog, what was your balance due when you lost AT&T?
Actually, for me, it was Time Warner.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you didn't tell me about that.
And that was only it was that. It was like $280.
Brian? It's deadbeat morning. You want to share anything with us?
What was that?
That's right. Brian is not a deadbeat. I know he doesn't. I just thought it was funny.
I've been trying to get U-verse where I live for 2 years, and I used to have it, and I live in a richer neighborhood now than I did before, and I can't even get it. So it's not about income or poor. It's just they're too damn lazy to put it in.
That is true. They are having issues, but it's called gentrification. You're moving into areas which are much...
What about my mama?
Oh, that's funny. That was good. That was good. All right. That's the Big Dog. He's back. He's back. I know. Hey, Sonny, Brian, I'm going to take a moment to really talk about the fact that the Big Dog, he is a sick dog right now. He is not feeling well. He labored I'm sorry. Well, yeah, okay. I'm all over the place. I'm just so happy you're back. I'm so happy to be back on air, and nothing personal, Big Dog, but how is the Noriega estate now?
Very nice.
Is it really? Is it finally much bigger than the one-horse shithole shack that we had down in Southgate?
But the thing is, Southgate, there was always freaking parking.
Granted, there always was parking. We're in a cul-de-sac.
How come you were in a cul-de-sac that I couldn't get a damn parking?
I've been bragging about it. I'm sorry. There usually is parking, but there isn't now.
But you were at El Monstro driving.
I know, El Monstro. Ooh, so you ride El Monstro, huh?
Oh, yeah. Come on, I don't know anything else.
You're right. Back here is where I park. But, hey, look, my doors even go up and down when I push a button. I never had that before.
So you want to figure in your back end that's now here?
Like you used to do before. Sure. Brian, any comments?
No, I'm just listening.
So,
Brian, if you can't make it over here for the game, are you just going to sell the tickets or what?
No, I mean, I don't have tickets. I can get the tickets for very, very cheap. I just need the plane ticket. And I'm trying to buy a house and everything, so, I mean, spending a couple $1,000s is not what I need to do right now, so.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be a jerk, but I'm going to be a jerk. Talk to Mr. Clark. Maybe he can just get a family discount or something. You never know. You never know. Maybe he could buy it for you and you just reimburse him. But I don't know. It probably can't do it. I'm probably stretching here, but I don't know. Sometimes Sonny's like, after the fact. Oh, yeah. Big Dog.
Come on, Sonny, fly me to Pasadena, damn it.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm not telling Sonny to stop flipping me off, Sonny, as the Big Dog says. Big Dog is motioning to me that Sonny Clark is like, you stupid son of a... Shut up, and he's flipping me off. But you never know. Maybe they can get, you know, a discount for friends. That's all I'm saying. You never know. And it could be possible. But anyway, talk to Mr. Clark. Oh, did we lose Sonny in the chat room? Oh, yeah, I think we did. Must be some technical issue. Just kidding, Sonny. He's in the chat room. He is flipping me off. So anyway, he does have buddy passes.
But embargo.
But yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Embargo. That's a pretty big word early in the morning. And I'm impressed that you even knew what the word meant, Big Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, you're flipping me off again?
Yeah, you're number one.
Kind of missed that. I'm getting a little choked up
it's
here.
It's been a while since we've been on together.
It has been a while, ladies and gentlemen, since the very first week of November.
Yeah, between your
homelessness
and illnesses and
yeah,
medical problems and a knee right behind it.
But going back to the Big Dog, how are you doing, dude? I understand you are not doing very well.
No, I may have to go back to the hospital.
You've already been in the hospital twice in the last 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And, Sonny, I just found this out.
Yes.
So, what's
wrong, Big Dog?
Same as before. It's my heart. It's slowing down. So my breathing is getting a little bit labored, and I'm retaining water again. So,
oh, man,
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, Big Dog, or Sonny Clark says, you can get one of these, too, at Extra White. Oh, son of a... Oh, he's already talking about you getting a walker. Oh, no, I don't think the house is handicap approved. I don't think it is.
Well, this is taking a long time to load up. We saw him on the righty. Not for that much either.
Is it taking a long time to load up?
It loaded up faster.
Okay, now you're being up.
No, it loaded up faster before.
You mean over there?
Yeah.
Well, because you had little wires plugged in. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. The wireless is in the living room way over there, about 200 feet away. So I'm surprised that we're getting a good connection. I don't get connection over on the other side of the studio, though. I'm going to have to figure out what I'm going to do because during tax season, I'm going to have to be very, very busy. You are looking at the NDB Media studio headquarters, the Empire, as well as RDN World Enterprises, which I'm getting rid of the Enterprises. I'm just going to go with RDN World. I used to have that website. I'm going to get it again. It's still available. No one has RDN World.
Sonny says I want one.
You want one what?
The walker. He wants one for himself.
Oh, well, you know what? Sure, we'll see what we can do. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a caller this morning, so we're going to go to them right now. I have a thinking. Oh, we had them. They're gone. Sonny, don't be a pussy. Just get in. Come on, dude. Just come on in. I don't think I have Sonny's intro right now because I'm on the wrong computer. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've been at it for 18 minutes doing what we do best, which is a whole lot of nothing. I think it's time we get down to it. Folks, we have a lot of stuff to go over. I haven't seen the... No, it's okay. Oh, I promised you some more napkins. Big Dog, did you see Peyton Manning's 50th touchdown pass? Supposedly the one that didn't get caught?
That's what I hear. No, I did not.
Okay, then that's what I want to go over right now. Brian, I understand that the Texans coach, or their defensive coach, or whatever the hell the moron is, he is saying that the 50th pass was, in fact, not a pass because I believe either Dick, whatever it was, didn't catch the ball. Well, apparently he juggled it and didn't maintain control, and it should not have been ruled as a pass.
But they ruled it tough shit.
Brian?
What game are you talking about?
I'm sorry?
What game are you talking about? At college?
No, I'm talking... Oh, ha, ha, ha. No, I'm talking about when Peyton Manning threw his 50th touchdown pass.
No, I didn't see that. I just heard about it. I just heard... He broke the record, blah, 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 but I didn't see any replay on it.
Okay, fair enough. That's all good.
Well, that one wasn't the one that broke the record. It's the number 50 is the one that the Texans, whoever is talking about it, saying that it wasn't an actual catch.
It's that idiot from the Houston Texans. Phillip, wait, Phillip.
But the thing is, I mean, the referees called it a catch. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's after the fact. So they're saying it really wasn't a touchdown. So what? There are a lot of times that
they should have reviewed it. If it wasn't a catch, they should have reviewed it on the field and got it right.
And they did. That's right. They should have thrown the flag.
That's right.
So, Wade Phillips, shut the hell up. To quote Gabriel Iglesias, shut the hell up. So, here we go. Folks, we do have a caller, a Skype caller. I have a rough idea as to who it is, so we're going to go to them right now. Did I say rough? Yes, indeed. Caller, Skype, you're live.
It was a play that the NFL said that it wasn't a catch. Wade Phillips jokingly got onto Twitter and made a little joke, and that's one of the hardest things about the Internet. When you're talking on the Internet, you don't hear a tone. And Wade Phillips actually, believe it or not, is kind of a funny guy, so he was just playing with him. So it wasn't malicious, and he's even called Peyton Manning to let him know it wasn't malicious, and he even knows that it wasn't. Just to give you a kind of like the brief up, the NFL, even though they did review it, NFL came back and said the catch wasn't really a catch because he was juggling the ball on the way outside of the back of the end zone. Not that it's not a big deal. He would have got it, you know, his first touchdown or maybe later on in that day.
Sonny Clark, welcome back to Sports Talk with the Guys, and welcome back to trying to set us in the world right. You know, Sonny, obviously we didn't have shit to talk about, and I just brought it up.
Yeah, I just
we
saw.
Haven't
I,
seen the
I
video.
I read. Yep.
Yeah,
I actually read about it on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, you see, we're bringing Thursday news to you right here on Saturday morning. Sports Talk with the Guys. Morning quarterback on Saturday. So I guess this time we're the Thursday morning quarterback. So,
By the way, speaking of tones, I'm serious about maybe don't get one that expensive. Like you said, I think at CVS they're a lot cheaper. Those things there help big time. My brother has, you know, kind of a weak heart, and he has one of those too, whereas if he's expected to walk long distances, this and they work, and I was like, damn, I want me one of those. Those things are pretty damn good. So you might want to check into them. And like you said, they're not as expensive at CVS or Walmart.
Big Dog, you are 47, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think Walker is in your future, right?
No. It doesn't even look like you're an old person when you have one. I see lots of people in Vegas. I mean, the last time I was in Vegas, I seen a lot of people in them. They didn't look young or look old or anything, and they really do. They help. It's not a joke. They really do help.
Yeah,
I'm going to go back to the whole thing that, Big Dog, you're 47. I know you don't want a Walker yet, do you?
Well,
I want one.
Oh, wait, no, a walker, dude, is you use it to walk. No, that's not going to push you. You need a wheelchair.
No. Well, those you can actually sit in and push. You can actually sit in and use your legs and push. It's cool.
Yeah, okay, I wouldn't know, Sonny. I'm not looking at that yet. But good morning, Zeke. Thank you for joining us this glorious morning, Zeke, who is our, I guess I use this term loosely, I'm not going to make the official announcement yet, but I'm going to make the announcement. Zeke is our East Coast VP of Operations, and in parentheses, retired. So he's retired, even though he said he quit. I'm putting retired because I know Zeke isn't feeling very well right now, and he's like the big dog. So like my right hand and my left hand, and you guys can figure out which one is which, they're out of it. Hey, Brian, in regards to the big dog, is he my right hand or my left hand?
He's your kickstand.
he's your left hand. You look at, if you're like looking at a map of the United States, you know, California's on the left and the East Coast is on your right. So that's how I would look at it.
Yeah, Sonny, and if we're in Russia, and we have a huge audience of three in Russia, do you know that's insulting to them because they look at the map the other way around?
That's why the Russians.
I'm sure you're gonna insult the one listener from Russia that listens to the show.
Three.
Three.
I counted them on the Alexa website. There's three of them.
Russians and baklava. I think that's a little more Armenian, don't you think?
I thought baklava was like a stew.
No.
Oh, who the hell are you?
It is a pastry that's so good.
Okay. Sonny Clark has been put in a timeout. He is on a timeout right now. He cannot speak for about another 3 seconds. So, Mr. Sonny Clark, baklava is like a tasty treat. It's a dessert. Oh, my God.
It's a food.
You want to have an instant heart attack? Baklava, baby. It's so loaded with syrupy sugar.
Oh, but it's so good.
Oh, it is good.
You're right, it is Armenian now. I'm thinking about it.
Thank you, Big Dog, yes. But I was still impressed, Sonny Clark, with your geographical expertise. I was really impressed that you knew that. First, you used embargo. Then you used the Mercator map when it comes to the geographical spatial relationships of everyone in the world.
The logistics of everyone?
Good job, Big. Good job. Good big word of the day, Big Dog. What? What did you say?
Also, while we're here,
my God.
I wanted to publicly apologize.
What?
For last week not being able to get onto Sunny's show. For the 800th show, I really tried to make it. I just couldn't breathe.
I
didn't want to disrupt the show, so I'm sorry about that, Sonny. I meant to be there. I was listening in, but I just couldn't.
So you've gone from our RoboDog to RoboVader?
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you worry about that. It's definitely nothing to worry about. We had a good time. It was fun. And so no big deal at all. But seriously, man, you need to get one of those things, even just to walk around a store. You got to get one. See, what happens is, and I know this because I'm bigger than the Big Dog. So I will tell you that, you know, after about an hour in the mall, I get winded. I just, you know, I've had enough. An hour is about all I can handle. And I would love to get one of those, like in case I go off, like to like a Six Flags or something like that. I'm going to get me one for one of those. Or if I go to Vegas, hell yeah, I'm going to be booting around in one of those things and proud of it. You know, the reason why is my feet won't get hurt as much as some of these other people walking around. So you know, I won't have to buy a new pair of tennis shoes.
All right, Sonny Clark. I do want to go ahead and recognize Zeke. He is in a quandary this morning, and there's another big word for you. Should I continue to watch the History Channel, Mankind, The Story of Us, which, by the way, is an awesome series. I don't know if you gentlemen had a chance to watch on the History Channel.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I'd rather watch Pawn Stars.
Which was an awesome series.
I gave my history lessons there.
Oh, there's a lot of... Not Pawn Stars, but those other guys that collect stuff in the neighborhood. There are, I mean, I'm like in my element. There are people around here that collect street name signs. But you're getting off track. All right, anyway. Pawn Stars is an entertaining program. It's really neat to see some of the stuff that walks in there. But I guess they canceled the Cajun Pawn Stars, huh?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, it was only 1 year. That's a shame because that's real good stuff.
The Detroit one is a ripoff.
Oh, they all are. He called our Pawn Stars was the one that set the stuff.
Yeah, but he actually gives you decent money, though.
I know. The dad and the dad and the grandpa and the grandfather, I think they try to work out deals.
No, the grandfather's a genius.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. I've heard him before, and he's like, you know, you start negotiating with him, and he starts lowering the price.
Yeah. They,
like, he'll tell you, like, $500, and he'll say, okay, how about $750?
Yeah.
About $750, and then he'll answer back, okay, how about $400 then? Wait a minute, you're going the wrong way.
All right. Well, folks, it is funny. I do want to make this announcement. I have been in contact with Karen Cooper, a gal for all seasons. She's going to be returning to NDB Media in January. Her Mets program is coming back. And we are in negotiations with Tanya Mercado. Also, to begin again, the 5-Tool show on or about January, where she also wants to bring back her sports program. So, guys, 2 Mets programs.
Speaking of
Mets. Up? Cincinnati Media, I wear a Yankee cap. We're West Coast. How the hell are we going to have 2 Mets programs?
Well, this will ease your pain a little bit.
My pain?
Yes.
Having these two beautiful women talk sport?
It's not a
Mets.
It's not a Mets.
Yeah.
Well, this will ease the pain. Well, actually, it'll make you more of a go,
really?
As Mr. Beltran, the Met of all Mets, signed, of course, with the Yankees.
Yes, he did. 3-year contract.
I was going to ask you, what did you feel about that? 3 years, $45 million.
You know what?
At the age of, I believe, 37?
Okay. You're a bastard, Zeke. Zeke just revealed super sensitive, confidential information in the NDB Media interactive chat room this morning. Zeke put his version of, you know, negotiations between Roger and Taryn, and between Roger and Tanya. Big Dog, would you please share what Zeke said, what the negotiations are?
This is Roger speaking, of course. Please do the show on NDB Media.
Those are the negotiations on NDB Media. Please, Tanya, go back. Stay with us. We're a bunch of nerves. We need women on the program, please. So, yeah. Oh, my God. All right.
So,
wormholewriters.com. What's this, Sonny? Did we get some play on Wormhole Writers?
You are on that a lot.
You're on there a lot.
You know,
yeah, actually.
Yeah, I every once in a while I search around and see how our shows are, see who hits up, and this is one that they gave you some love for. Star Trek, they put you, they got you on there, and John Billingsley, your show on John Billingsley, and then you put out a press release as well, I guess, for Natty and Ken on the other side. I don't know how old these are, but I just saw that this week, and I saved it in my bookmark so I could put it up and show it to you.
Sonny, I appreciate that. I do want to give some play to wormholewriters.com. They're a huge website. They are. And we have a loose association with them. As a matter of fact, they joined us for many of the interviews, not all of them. But Ken out there at wormholewriters.com, he's an old-time television, I don't want to say oldie, but he's in the know over there. And he was able to arrange several of the interviews for us and the others. He was just fun to have on with the interview. It's obvious he's interviewed for lots of years, and he would join us for some of the interviews. Wormhole Writers, those guys are a lot of fun. They do a lot of cool stuff for the fans, and they've given us a lot of play. I don't know if we give them enough play as well. So, Sonny, thanks for bringing up wormholewriters.com. But that's on the other side on the flagship channel. This is the sports channel. But we've been all over the place. So I think Zeke is not going to the story of us. He's hanging around for a little while. But, yes, you all are privy to confidential negotiations with NDB Media. And now all the other hosts are like, oh, wait a minute. Roger doesn't, kiss our butt that much. His line to us is, well, if there is an interest for you to do a program with us, I'm sure we could gladly make room for you on our program, which is code for please, please, please. So, yeah. Zeke revealed us. You see, I guess Zeke thinks he's gone. He thinks he's left NDB Media, so now he's revealing confidential information.
Never leave.
No, Zeke, you cannot leave. So, we're 30 minutes in. We're having a good time. We're trying to get to this stuff. But, Big Dog, you were talking about Mr. Beltran, the
yes.
Met of Met with a Yankee now.
Is he worth it? At the age of 37?
He
15 mil?
Big Dog, and this I'm going to direct to Brian, and this I'm going to direct to Sonny. Big Dog, it's not whether he's worth it or not anymore. The reality is someone wanted to pay him this money. And as a baseball player, how the hell do you say no to that kind of quant?
Well, I know that, but what I'm saying, in your humble opinion,
oof,
You know, I don't think
I sit under the desk anymore.
I mean, he had a decent season. He had 296 and 24 homers, 84 RBIs, with an OPS of 830 with the Cardinals last year.
In baseball terms, he was overpaid. And the length of the contract was a bit too much. But the thing was, this was a genuine contract because there were a lot of guys that were after him.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And now that...
And he said, I wanted a three. The Yankees said, we'll pay you more money on a two-year. And it looked like he was about to go, but he wanted to play with the Yankees. So, as I understand in this conversation, it's like being in the mob. You can never leave. There is some truth to that. They went back to the Yankees and said, look, we generally have three-year offers, a little bit less money, not from one team, but I believe it was from four different teams. There are some teams that wanted him, and he said, look, this is what we're being offered. And they had the offer sheets, and the Yankees said, BF, we want you on with us. We'll give you the third year. It's not like we're giving you 13 years. We're only giving you three.
Now, with him being on that, that makes six outfielders for the Yankees now.
Oh, no, there are some deals that will be had.
Elberry, Gardner, Soriano, excuse me, Ichiro, and Brandon Wells.
Yeah.
And they're saying they're probably going to whittle down two of them. So, in your opinion, which two will go?
Well, if you look at it financially, I would have to believe that Gardner will be gone. He's the easiest to trade. And I think there might be some interest in Wells because the Angels are paying everything of that salary. That's why the Yankees were glad to take him on. And I got to give it to Wells.
He did have a nice season.
Okay, he had one that was nice. He saved our lunch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He saved our lunch, and I still haven't gotten any of those napkins. Please. Big Dog, I hand the con to you. I shall be back. I'll get you some napkins.
Don't worry about that.
No, that's not even soiled anymore, dude. That thing is a wet noodle. Let me get you some more napkins. I'll be back. Big Dog, you have the con.
I don't want
it. Oh, look. Here we are.
There you go. See?
There's some towels right here in the garage.
That works.
Oh, no, wait, no. But those have been here since we got here.
I don't care. I'm going to do a spitting anyway.
So are you telling me that's full of spittoon right there? Spittoon?
No, that's
with
full
a
of,
U-M?
No, that's full of copped up.
Okay, I'm back. I have the con.
No, I don't want to give it back now.
You're going to give it back.
No, you gave it to me. It's my duty to give it back to you.
Well, I'm a senior member here.
Not anymore. You gave me the con.
The what?
You gave me the con. So.
Oh, I thought you gave me the Han.
No.
Oh, my God. What the hell is that?
Speaking of the Angels and them paying outrageous money, they got Raul Ibanez pretty cheap. 1 year, $2.75 million.
Yeah, I don't understand, but the number that guy still puts up. Wow.
Big Dog, I'm sorry. No.
Hold that Raul Ibanez thought, because we have two very astute men on with us. And that is Brian and Sonny. And I want to go to Brian. You were talking about the Beltran and $45 million over 3 years. Brian, your thoughts on that? And Zeke in the chat room, your thoughts. I know he'd rather see him in the Mets uniform, but Zeke, your thoughts on Beltran and the 3-year, $45 million contract. Go ahead, Brian.
I mean, why are the Yankees paying these old guys money? I mean, all this money. These guys are has-beens. They're washed up. I just don't get why they don't get younger players. I mean, everybody's getting old players and paying them hundreds of million dollars. It's crazy.
Fair enough. That's a Yankee tradition. I mean, the Yankees are getting back to their roots of the 80s and 90s when they sucked. They overplayed. They overpaid everyone because they were trying to capture a championship. And the Yankees suffered through that in the 80s and the early 90s.
I mean, like the old adage that everybody says that the Yankees bought their championships? But, of course, everyone else has also.
Yeah, how stupid. Everyone, there's a free agency system. Sonny, your comments, please.
I just don't know if he's worth the money like you said. I think we kind of briefly talked about this last week. I was, you know, and after we got done with it, of course, it was, you know, something I thought about. I think I agree with Scorekeeper. Maybe a year, but not a 3-year contract. So I think they might have went out a little bit too much.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, my thoughts were the Yankees are going to get a good year out of him, maybe a year and a half. A 2-year contract was reasonable. But, guys, again, think about it. For the job, the situation, his agent took advantage of it, and he got him the 3-year deal, and he got him some good money. Mm-hmm. This is retirement money, guys. This is, wow. And Beltran is the guy that he's going to, you see, here's another reason why Beltran also commands the money. Is he overpaid, Sonny? Or Brian? Yes. Is he old? Yes. But you know what? Beltran is a little bit of a throwback that when he shows up, he shows up. He gives you everything he's got, but that's a problem because he does sacrifice. Fred Lynn! All over again!
I love Fred Lynn.
Yeah, well, Carlos Beltran is similar to Fred Lynn, that he throws his body in there all the... I don't want to use the word gamer because there are so many morons out there that use the word, thank God the phrase is dying. But for those moronic sports fans that do not understand me, which there are many, Mr. Beltran is a gamer. I got a chuckle out of that one. he would be, I would equate him to a gamer. The guy's going to show up and he's going to do everything he can for the team. He never gets in problems. He never fights. No bad attitude. This is actually a good guy that's going to show up and be a good influence in the team, and guys like him.
Well, there was
that. Well, I like him better than Robinson Cano. I'll have to tell you that. I mean, Cano's a douchebag, dude. Said New York disrespected him because he didn't pay him all this money. So, yeah, I like Beltran better than Cano.
Touche, Brian. Go ahead, Sonny. I know you want in.
No, I just thought it was funny. A douchebag. I just, you know, he kind of caught me, you know, kind of, you know, in my okay to, you know, bomb somebody. That was good. I like that.
Oh, by the way, Zeke is telling the truth. This was, the big dog may remember this. This was Zeke's gift to NDB Media when he still wasn't with NDB Media. This was his intro gift to us.
I remember
that, yeah. Zeke interviewed Carlos Beltran, and he had a chance to talk to him. And I still have the file somewhere. I'm going to see if it might be in my laptop.
And I remember because he goes, Carlos, how do you like baseball? He said, baseball's been very, very good for me.
Well, you're funny. You're funny. But he did, and he shared the interview with us, and it was it was a cool interview.
About 20 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, the entire interview. Yeah, he allowed us to breathe for a while. And it might be on my laptop right here. And, again, I refer to the interview. I'm going to look for it and see if I do have it right here. Who knows? Maybe we can hear it again. But he did. He spoke to me. But, damn it, Zeke, who have you not spoken to in the world of sports, man? You have spoken to quite a few people. But there you go. Baseball has been very, 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 very good to the big dog and me. We still remember the greatest game that the big dog and I ever went to, at least temperature-wise.
9 2/3 inning, though.
8 2/3.
8 2/3, excuse me.
8 2/3. The Dodgers versus the Cardinals. And we saw how good Dennis Eckersley was.
And as soon as he came in, we were both like, oh, shit. It's over.
It's over. Ron Morrell had a two-run lead, and he gave up a three-run blast. Oh, my God. The Dodgers were in control. The weather was pretty much short-sleeve weather. And we, you know, everyone around us had acknowledged it. We're like, this is Southern California. This is bitchin' weather.
And that's when we could actually...
And the game was fun.
And that's when we could actually go in and get two tickets and all the food and everything and not spend... $50.
It was $40.
Yeah.
It was $40 for the tickets, and the food.
Yep.
It was great.
We parked over by the 76 gas station, we get out like that.
Yeah. Stupid McCourt changed that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was able to get into Dodger Stadium in 5 minutes, and I could get out of Dodger Stadium at 4.
Yeah.
No, from the minute we got in the car?
Yeah.
We were out. Yeah. And now stupid McCourt, the parking lot attendant, screwed it all up. But there you go. There you go, folks. We're having some great conversation. And the Angels made a great signing. I think that was – I don't understand how Ibanez puts up those numbers and doesn't get a 2- or 3-year deal.
Well,
so baseball has not been very, 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 very good to him. It's only been very, very, very good to him.
He has a $2.75 million base salary and incentives that will take it up to $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's 41 years old.
I guess that's why.
He has 300 career homers and is 7 hits shy of becoming the 18th active major leaguer with 2,000 hits.
That's not bad. For a guy that did not play full-time all the time and was always looking for a spot, he He's been on, like, what, 10 to 13 teams?
So his first major league game was in Seattle 96.
Yeah, I knew it was Seattle.
With making stops with the Royals, the Phillies, the Yankees,
yeah.
And three more stints with the Mariners.
So he's only been with six teams then?
Yeah.
Or no, four teams. Because three stints with the Mariners doesn't count as a team.
Yeah.
So four teams, now the Angels are
fine.
Yeah. Wow, so our, oh, God, swimsuit. I was on the SI Sports page, and I clicked on the swimsuit.
And, of course, the Dodgers made a signing yesterday.
They actually did?
Or yesterday, before yesterday.
We're going to have a lot to talk about with the Angels and Dodgers.
Yep. Former All-Star closer Chris Perez to a one-year contract. This was announced on Tuesday. He's going to earn $2.3 million. With incentives, they could earn about $6 million. If he ascends to closer, then that could increase it to $8 million. All right, here we go, Mr. Scorekeeper. He's 28. He had 56 games with a 4.33 ERA.
As the main guy, it's too much.
And as you all remember, we talked about him because he was the guy that was arrested last June for sending a box of marijuana to the dog, to his dog.
Oh, that's him?
That's him.
Was it addressed to Cujo? Because then it was misdirected.
No contest. Now they put four pitchers with experience as closers.
That was
his
master, Chris Perez?
Yep.
Cool.
So it's going to be Chris Perez, Kenley Jensen, who will be the closer. The team signed, of course, Brian Wilson for $10 million as a setup man, and Brandon Lee, who signed a three-year, $22.5 million deal to close.
Or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he's in the last
winter. Last week.
Oh, man.
So we've got two more years.
The Dodgers have been very, very, very stupid.
Man, they're spending money.
They're going to find out, just like the Yankees found out. It's, you know, you can't always buy a championship.
Yep. And
although the Dodgers do have a genuine nucleus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They got two awesome.
Texas is trying to do that now.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Texas tasted the World Series twice, Sonny.
And they were one strike
away. Oh, my God.
Twice they were one strike away.
Yeah.
Well.
So what, they haven't gotten over the hump, and now they go out and they get Prince Fielder from Detroit, which was actually, I think, a fairly good trade, but they're still ending up paying Prince Fielder more so than Ian Kinsler. And then they just officially signed Shinshu or Sinshu or whoever, whatever choo-choo they signed.
Hey,
yeah.
Stop being that way.
So what? No, I just can't pronounce his name, so I'm just calling him choo-choo. So it's easier for me, you know, because it's all about me. But evidently it was a contract for $130 million for 7 years for choo-choo.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? What's
talk about overpaid.
You know what's pretty crazy about that one?
Is overpaid?
No. They're saying, okay, you know, they signed Shin Choo Choo, and they said with that means Nelson Cruz probably will not come back.
Really?
No. This was the ultimate slap in the face. When they introduced Shin Choo yesterday, he wore number 17. That is Cruz's number. Talk about a slap
Cruz
in the
number?
Face. That was Nelson Cruz's number. So he showed up with us. That is a slap in the face.
Homie,
that's a
you be gone if you don't know it.
Yeah, no, Kim,
you be gone. Oh, my God.
That
oh,
is definitely
man.
A biatch slap.
But when you do that, and if Nelson Cruz remains in the American League, you know, that's funny for 10 seconds.
And after you think about it, you're like, ooh.
You have 162 games to pay for it after.
Well, like Sonny said, 7 years, 130.
Well, Nelson Cruz was suspended, wasn't he?
Yes, and he came back right when the playoffs started.
Yeah.
But here's
That's funny.
Here's a breakdown, scorekeeper.
Sir?
$14 million each.
Oh, I thought we were going back to the 80s.
$14 million each of his first two seasons, $20 million for each of the next three seasons, and $21 million for the final 2 years of the contract. He is 31 years old. He batted .285 with 21 homers, 54 RBIs, and 20 stolen bases as the Reds' leadoff hitter in 2013. He also scored 107 runs, and his on-base percentage of .423 was the fourth best in baseball. And I don't know, you'll probably go crazy over these because it's all stats. Suh saw 4.23 pitches per plate appearance last season,
yes.
Second most in the National League.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's got a good eye.
Now, what's all this? All these statistics that
all
are setting me off? Oh, there's more, but you can ignore them.
Yeah.
Thank God you didn't use war. Thank God you didn't use all these other stupid, moronic, you know, Vader, sabermetric, fanboy, J.J. Abrams-loving moron statistics lovers. Morons.
It was the funniest I thought of you when I saw it.
Really? You saw something stupid and you thought of me? Wow, what a shock, dog.
It was a cartoon of J.J. Abrams. And he's walking, and there's a sandbox in the background and a sandbox in the foreground.
That was a hell of a good chuckle.
No, the sandbox in the foreground were all the Star Wars characters.
All right, go on, yeah.
And in the background was Kirk and Spock.
Yeah.
And they're like going like, come back, come back. And Abrams is walking towards the new sandbox to play in.
That's funny. I like that one. That is good. Hey, you know what?
Damn it, Jim, you didn't offer him enough money, damn it.
It was highly illogical for us to pay as much for the idiocies in him not honoring canon, sir.
Hey, he's one of the two young guns.
Hey, guys,
and Josh Whedon.
His money, you know, his movies make money. In the Hollywood scheme of things, he's doing something right.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what or two fans say. I mean, I, you know.
Are you still banned?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you still banned from him?
I have no comment. I have nothing. I will not admit that we got into trouble with the Abrams camp back in 2009. I will not admit to
that
anything.
That was so funny that you were accepted until they said when they spread the name.
I'm sorry, Mr. Noriega. Was that Jar Jar Abrams that you said? I was just going by what everyone was saying. Yeah, but everyone on this list has not said Jar Jar Abrams. Wow. Just call me Rainbow. Didn't get in, so.
Screw him if he can't take a joke.
That's right.
That is true. But ladies and gentlemen, we do have a caller from the 562 area code, so I'm going to go to, well, they're actually not asking to get in. So I believe it is Dream. I believe he is
Akeem.
On.
Akeem is here?
Not Akeem.
You said the Dream.
That's his moniker when he's with NDB Media. Ladies and gentlemen.
Akeem is with NDB Media?
My lord. Anyway.
Yes?
Don't steal my line.
No, yours is, oh God. Mine is my lord.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. Interesting. That's a high five there, big dog. Caller from 562, if you want in, you know what to do. Press the 1 and we'll gladly take your call because we're hurting for real people here. Not that we don't have Brian and Sonny here, but we just need some semblance of
Mr. Troy Patton of the Orioles has been suspended for 25 games.
Really? What happened? That's actually, that's non-steroidal. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to go with it.
He tested for positive amphetamine. He says he took Adderall 4 days before the season, trying to improve his short-term focus. By quote, he says,
that's illegal.
I took one because I was
stupid. One!
He took one because I was stupid. It was at the end of the season. And I just made a stupid mistake. I don't have trouble focusing all the time.
Stupid mistake. When is a mistake not stupid?
It just enhances the focus in certain situations.
Enhances the focus?
Enhances the focus.
So I got you, but I was
And I was just tired, basically. I don't want to use that as an excuse. I know I
You just did!
I took a...
You moron!
I know I took a banned substance. It was a poor lapse in judgment.
Poor lapse in judgment? No, it's
what's the name of that drug? What's the name of that drug?
It's Adderall. It's Adderall.
Adderall.
But the thing was, this is the second time. Because the first time that all they do is follow-up testing.
Yeah, did you guys hear that?
Ooh, spay me again.
Oh, God, hell no. I was slapped. Forget it. Somehow that would have been edited out.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Don't edit that out. That would have been too funny.
Imagine how tired you'd be and bored playing 163 baseball games. Hell, I might take a whole bottle of Adderall during a week just to get through.
Well, a lot of players.
Well, he tested positive in 2010.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's the first time he was stupid.
So this is recurring.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now, I'm sorry, Pimps and Hoes, I forgot. There's no ladies and gentlemen here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Good morning, Matt Alvarez. Good morning, Matt. Zeke, it's not 163, it's 162. It's okay, Zeke. Thanks for listening. But a lot of Major League Baseball players have said, honestly, that one-third of all their at-bats, they're just not there. They're lost to the length of the season. So that gives argument to idiots out there that say that it could be reduced by a third, because a third of the time the baseballers are just not there for it.
So then let's say they reduce it by a third. What's going to be their excuse then? When a third of those at-bats, after it's been shortened, are lost to...
That's right. That's good. So I believe
But you have to reduce their salary too, guys. You have to reduce that salary.
I would love for that to happen.
I would too. Area code. You're in, caller.
Hey, Roger.
Good morning, Thomas. He calls in at the one-hour mark. How are you, Thomas? What's going on, pal?
Same old. Just walking to work, trying out some new headphones, seeing if this delays the traffic sounds or minimizes the traffic sounds. I know we had some problems before.
Thomas, you are as clear as a proverbial milk bell, pal. I just made that shit up. I'm surrounded by... Oh, there we go. Here, we'll get a little bit of feedback. I am your father, Luke. Yeah, it's okay, Thomas. We'll find out if there's traffic. So what time do you have to be at work? Don't tell me you have to be at work at 7.
No, not till 8.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, you are a loyal puppy. You do get on time to everything, which is it's a pretty good thing. So you're going to go work. Do you want to mention your employer, or are you not? You don't want to put your job in danger?
No, because I say some stupid stuff, and I'd rather be able to make fun of my work than let them know where I work.
Okay, Thomas. I will not let everyone know that you're a manager at Denny's, so I don't worry about it. I will not let everyone know that you work at Denny's. I'm sorry, what was that, Sonny?
I thought it was the Waffle House. Okay.
Oh, are you guys going by my blog?
And we want to three eggs and a $3.
No, we won't let anyone know. All right, folks, for those of you that actually read my blog entry a few days ago, I woke up on, I guess, the day after Christmas or Christmas Day, and I had three dreams, significant dreams. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to my blog spot. I didn't put it on Facebook.
Christmas past, Christmas present, Christmas future? Those three dreams?
Well, one of them had to do with my ex. Another one had to do with me working at Carl's Jr., and another one had to do with the zombie apocalypse. I had a bitchin' zombie apocalypse dream. I was in it, and I was mowing down them zombies. So I was back at work. So, yeah.
Dude, those are awesome three dreams.
I did, dude. One of them was, so I have to be very careful about how I say this, but one of them, I worked at Carl's Jr. in the dream, and I was trying to make waffles, and this was the stupid thing about it.
Waffles at Carl's Jr.?
We don't have waffles.
I know.
But I was making
them. You know, wait, do real quick. You know, you're just like me. I no longer work for Rite Aid, but I still...
don't say that!
But I still say we.
Oh,
you haven't worked for Carl's Jr. for over a decade.
Significantly more than a decade.
And you just said we don't make waffles.
Yeah. I'll never leave Carl's Jr.
Same thing here.
Yeah, I'll never leave Carl's Jr. So that was an interesting faux pas there. But I did. I do love Carl's Jr. And I was there for their 50th anniversary when they brought back the hot dogs and stuff. That was kind of neat.
Really?
Those.
I know that.
Yeah, and they didn't do it for the 60th anniversary. They only did it for the 50th. And they had them for 6 months, and we were selling the original hot dogs. Those things were awesome. But the system is not designed for the hot dog. And you don't go to Carl's Jr. for a hot dog, even though that's how they started.
Yep.
But nevertheless, I was at Carl's Jr., and I was trying to make these waffles. We don't make waffles. And I even said that on my blog. I said, we don't make waffles. But I was making the waffles. I stamp it, the package. But apparently I would stamp it, and it would actually stamp the waffles. back and make some more, and then go back and make some more because I kept stamping the food. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And this person had to wait like 30 minutes for his waffle. It was shattering to me. Yeah, it was shattering. So that was the past. Now, the one that was the present was the zombie apocalypse.
Well, where's the X perfect? Is that the future?
That's the future, yeah.
Oh, the future's under X.
Yeah, because it hasn't happened yet. So I had the dream of my ex where we were at school, because my daughter was at school, apparently, and, well, you'll have to read the blog. Get to it. And, yeah, my ex was in it, and then the zombie apocalypse was now. But you could say the ex was the present because it's just, you know, yeah, I don't want to get into those details, but, yeah, that's the way things are. The zombie apocalypse,
well,
it's because...
It's easy to say that she was in the... It's a present because if it was in the past, she wouldn't be your ex.
You know, Thomas, I love the philosophy, and I love the moral quandary that you have placed me in right now. I mean, this is a la Star Trek. This is a real Star Trek. So should I get on my Klingon vertebrae now, go swing around the sun, and go back in time?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess yes. I should. But that's more like going back in time with Cher, but that's all right. Cool song. Can you tell we're all over the place?
You turn back time.
You can turn back time. Oh, I can turn back time and getting on my Klingon vertebrae and slingshotting around the sun.
Or if you wear the Harry Potter.
That's why stupid Spock in the alternate universe, the J.J. Abrams universe, should be trying to reestablish the timeline because that's who Spock is. But no.
Or you can wear, just wear the Harry Potter necklace and spin the thing.
Spin who?
Hermione. Remember
I'll
you
spin
there?
Hermione.
I know you
will. Oh, my God. I'll spin Hermione in a heartbeat. We just lost the kids' audience. Go ahead, Big Dog.
No.
What news do you want to take us to now, Big Dog?
Well, the last thing I had with baseball was that the Orioles won't be closing the deal with All-Star closer Grant Baltimore.
Oh, yes. And now the Yankees. Oh, there you go.
He failed his test.
Brian, it looks like the Yankees are going to pick up Grant Balfour, who's like 56.
He failed. Cool. They wouldn't say what was in the physical that
he failed.
He failed
the Orioles physical.
Yeah.
And you know what it was? The general manager saying, holy shit! Holy shit! We overpaid for him! Make sure he doesn't pass the physical.
It was a 2-year, $15 million contract.
Yeah.
And they said that the team would not seek to restructure the agreement, so it's done.
Yeah, because usually... There's something, and they wouldn't even talk.
Yeah, like what's his face from the Rangers, Napoli. Remember, Napoli failed his physical, and he took like $1 million only with incentives.
Yeah, that was agreeable to the team.
Yeah, and
hey,
it,
do you know what?
He had all the incentives.
Here's the thing: he passed the physical numerous times, and apparently the Orioles found him and said, "Sorry, you don't pass." And he's like, "Well, hey, wait a minute, what is it?" And they won't say, and that's why he's filing the grievance. Because Grant Balfour has passed physicals, and very recently he passed a physical. All of a sudden the Orioles didn't pass. What the hell? So, there you go. Comments there, Sonny, on passing a physical?
Is it common sense? Yeah.
Okay. That was good. Ryan?
Well, all I had to do was to pass a physical was just cough a couple of times. That was it. So I don't know what was involved in this physical, Roger.
Well, that's just because you wanted the nurse to grab your ball this way.
Yeah. I actually sneezed one time.
I said sneeze, not cough. I coughed, not sneeze.
I heard Thomas chuckle in the background, too. When was your last physical, Thomas?
Oh, I'm not even going to say.
That's good. That was good.
All you will mention, though, that it did involve rubber gloves and some Vaseline.
Okay, but the person has to be an actual doctor.
All right. By the way, Thomas and his
name.
That was good.
That was good.
The procedure of thought, so, doctor, how was it? Doctor, I'm a janitor.
I was watching Grown Ups 2. Wait, have you guys seen Grown Ups 2?
Yes.
My wife found it funny.
It was funny.
My daughter
found it
funny,
horrible.
Too.
I mean,
I don't understand how that was greenlit.
Some hype, though.
Yeah. Well, remember when the girls were working out?
Oh, yeah.
And the janitor comes in and makes them work out. I'm like, oh, God, damn crass was that? But when the girls lowered, I kind of did too. So, but Thomas had a Facebook. Yeah, I did. Thank you, Thomas. Thomas had a beautiful picture of his family, of he, his wife, and his daughter, and I thought it was great. And I took a pot shot at Thomas. And I was wondering if your wife was going to comment, but she didn't post it on Facebook that I know of. But when they put the picture up there, I said, beautiful! And then they put it down later. Oh, yeah, you too, Thomas. What was Wifey's comment, if you can say it on air?
I don't even think she noticed. That's sad to say, but I don't think she looks at my Facebook too often.
No. No, she does. She looks at your Facebook often.
Hell yeah, she does, dude.
This is about the only time that I'm going to do an on-air pass at Thomas. Thomas is a good-looking fan, and there's no doubt the girls will chase him. Your wife is looking at your Facebook page all the time, baby.
Find number 29 here.
Oh, you jerk. I was like, I didn't log in. Where the hell is Barney number 29? Oh, my God. Take us, Big Dog. Where else are we going to go? We're now in the second hour of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. We wake you up, and then, of course, the couch potato brings it home, baby. Sonny, are you going to be on right after us?
I don't know.
Yes, he is.
Probably be on, yeah. We got something to talk about, I guess.
Yeah, he does. He's being coy. But, hey, it's all good.
No, you're saying that. I'm picturing Sonny going to...
Oh, I got to take a picture of that. Why don't you take us to where we're going to go? Hey, Thomas, since you're calling us in on this last Saturday of the year for Sports Talk with the Guys, is there any news that you want to talk about, sports or even anything else? Hey, you got another kid in the future there, Thomas? Is it the father?
No extra kids. I can't afford them. Too much college.
Oh. Did you say, kids, I cannot afford them? Did you say that with an accent?
No, I think it's just my headphones.
Okay. Yeah, which sucks, by the way. But anyway.
Yes, I know.
Since we have Brian here, we'll do the bowls.
We'll do the bowls. Hold on. Well, the team, Thomas, do you have any news that you want to talk about?
No, I'm just calling in, listening. Glad to be back part of the gang over here.
I appreciate that, Thomas. Yes, because we have made our return to the digital airwaves. We had been missing for some time, and we do have a lot of stuff planned. For those of you that didn't hear, and I thought it was absolutely hilarious when he revealed the negotiation. Karen Cooper did talk to me yesterday, and she's serious. She does want to bring the Mets program back, and Tanya Mercado and I have been going back and forth about when we can actually have that program done. So Tanya is coming back as well to do her sports program. She's got that bug. You know, she wants to talk sports.
She's taking antibiotics.
Why should she take antibiotics? Why should Tanya take antibiotics?
Because she's got a bug.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were wrong. Anyway. Okay.
I like the statement, she's hungry to get back into the game. That's a good one.
Go ahead, Zeke. You can quote me on that one, pal. She's hungry to get back in the game. So, there we go. Folks, we're having a lot of fun this morning. Big Dog, you want to go?
You should try out for the Women's Football League. My dear.
Oh, do you hear that story about that big woman who tried out for the Lingerie Football League in Australia, and they said no, and she's all PO'd? And she's actually evidently a pretty good football player, but she doesn't fit the model of what the Lingerie or Legends Football League is all about now. And there's a big up-to-do about that.
There's a big up to do about that. So you mean baby?
Yeah,
I'll find
that and I'll show you the picture, because she's kind of like a stocky chick,
and she's actually thinking about suing the Lingerie Football League.
Wow. Good for her.
Warren, she's my babe from the Seattle Mist. Oh, my God, that is a beautiful girl. Warren from the Seattle Mist. You guys have seen the images. Yeah, but I think she thinks I'm a stalker because she will not answer my emails.
I don't blame her.
And I'm not a woman. Well, when Sonny and I called that game, when Warren finally got in the game, she had a wardrobe malfunction. Remember that, Sonny?
I do. On air, we heard it.
She made the play, and then she was like, she was popping out of the uniform like, oh, my God, a wardrobe malfunction. Thank you. I was like, oh, my. That was bad. But actually, I take it back. I mean, she's a good football player, and she happens to be drop-dead gorgeous, too. I'm sorry. So, yeah. Sorry. I had to put that in there. Go ahead, Big Dog. Where are we going?
Well, do you go to the bowls?
What happened to how you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Since we have our resident college football player.
Oh, we're going to do college. Oh, the bowls.
Hey, man, someone close the window.
Are you trying to tell me to shut up?
No,
that
was
the
window.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Oh, here we go. Yeah, they're blaming you in the chat room, dude. They are blaming you big time. Wow, okay. I just hope to God the neighbors can't hear us. I hope to God. Good. Yeah.
There goes the 747.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to say that it just showed up on my switchboard. We do have a caller from the 612 area code. So, caller, we're going to go to you in just a moment. I know you've been on hold for about 2 minutes, so just bear with us. Be ready when we go to you, you know, your first name or whatever you want us to be called or whatever you want us to call you and wherever you're from. What the hell, Big Dog? He's doing this stupid little blah, 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 blah with his little hand. What the hell? That's good. That was funny. Okay, well, why don't you – what's the next story that we're going to go to, Big Dog?
Bowl games.
Oh, okay. Well, before we get to the bowl game, caller, get ready. Because you are now live on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Go ahead, caller.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
My name is Bosco from Minnesota. So it's been an interesting year this year, and I know there's a little controversy, but you know, I know that I was listening to one of the real sports radio. That's why it's dying, why we hear each other's voice, but complaining about the ability of the Arizona Cardinals not getting in, and they want to like bring in two more teams in the AFC and the NFC and dilute the playoffs. This isn't pumpkin ball or feeble old men or hockey where you bring everybody in. The beauty of football is there's rules, very simple. In division, you get a home game. And I, you know, about the mediocrity in the East and the North, but at the end of the day, this is what it's all about. You know, my Cowboys, it comes down to Dallas and Philadelphia, and in the North, it comes down to the city of organized crime, Dallas and Green Bay. You know, I was talking with somebody on my podcast, and I said, if you're going to do any changes, fine. If you still want to devalue the playoffs, you bring in two from the East, and I mean, two from the AFC and two from the NFC, and then you play four games on Saturday, the AFC, and four games on Sunday, and no one gets a bye. But I've been hearing all that whine about it. Win early, you know, but winning late. Just like in hockey, if you score early, you want to pull your goalie, or in football, no two-minute. Doing 2 minutes, but I just think of my Cowboys. I mean, I don't hate Nancy Boy or hate Romo. I don't use it on my podcast. I've respected the guy as an athlete, but the C on that jersey means that you're a leader. And when the Cowboys, we lack leadership in the locker room. Look, I call Dez the disease. Brian has been more of a distraction, just like the parasite was Terrell Owens. But I think with Mr. The Kyle KO. I call him KO. Can he KO the Philadelphia? Possibly. We go Murray in the backfield, single backfield. We spread our offense just like Philly does, and we keep them honest. I think it's going to come down to who delivers the blow in the trenches. Does the Dallas Cowboys push upfield, or they could push downfield, they could push upfield? So I think it's going to be one in the trenches, and who gets after what quarterback. Shaggy, you can get after him. I think you can, you should. And you got their defense, unfortunately, and Sonny knows this. They're drafting guys off couches, and that's the biggest thing. But we have to have a very good, solid game plan from wussy boy and get this done. But my question is, can the Cowboys get past the fortune cookies or whoever else? And I think Philly could, but I think this is going to be a big game. I'm looking forward to one in Chicago with Green Bay. I think that's it's a risky move. The bottom line, I bet you could bring him in, but McCarthy would have brought in the quarterback when they brought him back the first time from the game would be in this position. And real quick on ties in the NFL, I want to give you guys opinion. You do free kicks for the punt, for the kickoff. A touchdown has to win. No punting, no field goals. And you play till someone throws a touchdown. But I just think that it's fun to watch divisions come down to week 17, regardless of who it is. Your thoughts?
All right. First of all, Calpone, good morning. It's been a while, pal. Thanks for joining us. As a matter of fact, just real quick, your show on Blog Talk Radio, where do we find it?
Well, I've got the Calpone Radio Show, which I'm now being played on a website, a talk website, and then Special Sports, and also the Dallas Cowboy Call, which I do half-hour shows on that. But it's a Calpone Radio Show, and we speculate you win. You guys know about that. I mean, I'm out there. I mean, I'm on Blog Talk for 6. I do share Stoney's show on my timeline, and whatever. I'm on Blog Talk Radio Network. I mean, I'm commercial industry podcasting. Whenever I have a chance, the big show on Sundays with Bill Clinton, and then Speculation Sports, I've been doing, commercial was free, but whatever. You know, I mean, I'm on Blog Talk. People listening to this right now know who I am, so no worries. I am on a website that now is playing my podcast on the website, and I did a friend of mine did a wrestling show, and they, for some reason, featured it, so that got like 2,000 downloads in a day, so that's cool. He's a wrestler. I don't like wrestling, but just like in restaurant business, I don't like Ludafisk, but I'd sell it, so anywho's. But yeah, if you can find me, I mean, whatever, but I do appreciate the plug, but your thoughts on what I just said?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Cal. Look, I'm going to go to the big dog right now. I know he mentioned quite a bit, but if not the big dog, actually, Sonny. Want to bring Sonny and Brian in? Guys, you heard what he was talking about. He was talking about the playoffs, about it being watered down. He was also talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and he was talking about what could be done, if I understood him correctly, in overtime. No kickoffs, no punts. And Thomas, I know you're on hold, but I'm going to go back to you, Thomas, a little bit too. But Sonny, let's go for it. You heard him talk about a lot of stuff there.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys have got all their problems. I mean, all you got to take a look is when they let Wade Phillips go, and then the scapegoat of last year is gone. All those, Wade Phillips, all he did is take a defense that was worst in the league and brought him to the top five, except for this year because of a faltering offense. And then, of course, Rob Bryan, he's going to be in the playoffs with the Saints. The only one that's left from that regime is the head coach, and Jerry can't seem to figure out. All you got to do is put two and two together, and you get four, not five. That's why Jason Garrett is one of the problems on this team. You know, he started his career off there as a head coach, saying that they're going to be more disciplined, better football knowledge, better knowing of what each player needs to do at certain times. And half the time they look lost out on the football field. And then you got play calling from Jason Garrett, which is probably the worst in the NFL in critical times. So, as far as what the Dallas Cowboys do, matter of fact, they're going to get crushed on Sunday. I mean, that defense and that quarterback from the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, he's going to throw for at least five touchdowns against that defense. You're looking at a 35-17 score in that game and seeing the Eagles make the playoffs and the Dallas Cowboys not be able to make it because of the fact that Tony Romo will not be in the lineup. Like Chris Mortensen said a week ago, I don't know why everybody held on to the fact that maybe Tony Romo can make it back. Chris Mortensen said he was done for the season, and when Mort talks, you got to listen. He's the only one at ESPN who knows his stuff.
Brian, your comments on that, Brian?
Well, I mean, I heard most of his comments, but was one of the comments the playoffs are watered down with too many teams? Is that correct?
Well, actually,
yes.
Now maybe I misunderstood you, Calpo. Were you talking about it being watered down already or adding two more teams?
Adding two more teams, meteorocracy. The Cowboys meteorocracy. The Cowboys meteorocracy here. I get you want more teams, but you're watering it down. If you brought two more teams in the AFC, you bring in Miami, the Steelers, whatever it was, then I that's watering it down. You win to get in, period. Six teams, that's the beauty. Look at people, old man. They continue to try to bring more people in. I get the wild card in baseball, but let's you win, you get in. I understand the Giants 2 years ago, yeah, with my man crush, but that's Tommy Coughlin. And then that's with Manning. They went all the way. They beat the Packers, embarrassed them, and won at home. But I don't think Miami, with their distractions this year, the Steelers deserve to get in. I just think there's just too much mediocrity in the AFC. Beginning of the year, we did our three-hour show. We kind of picked the six getting in this year, and it would be the five and the six would have been who knows. And I would love to see Baltimore get in, and the Fortune Cookies are in, and be a repeat. It would be funny if Baltimore gets in. That's going to be a tough game this week. They got to play, but you don't want to bring in two more teams for mediocrity. I'm sorry, keep with six, and if you're going to do it, then four games play on Saturday and four on Sunday. No, you have no bye in part if you want to do it. But I get the money aspect, but I think we all stand behind the shield of the National Football League. We don't be like pumpkin ball where everyone gets in, or hockey or whatever else. So I you don't want to water it down. A lot of these teams be one and done. I get the money aspect, but I also get the longevity and the respect of the game of the National Football League, which I love football and hockey, and that's what I talk about. You look at my Blackhawks, when the old man died, in came the son, got a general manager. Bowen came in, and we got two rings, working on third this year. So mediocrity and parity, mediocrity. You can't confuse mediocrity with parity, and common sense always outweighs irrational thoughts. Let's not get irrational and bring in two more. Let's have common sense, keep it six. Your thoughts?
Okay,
yeah,
I totally agree.
I totally agree with that. And you know, I go back to college football, and you devalue the regular season of football once you keep adding teams and adding teams. If you added two more wild cards, it would suck. Like right now, Dallas, no way they should be in. Miami,
right.
All these teams. If you want in the playoffs, win in the regular season. And I'm 100% with you, man. I mean, the playoffs are perfect just the way they are.
Yep.
You start letting other people in, it's just terrible.
Well, here, I coach hockey, and one time we were in an 18 playoff. We got sixth place. The captain, Molly, was 11 years old. We got a trophy for sixth place. We were in the locker room, and she just looked at all the other guys. There was 16 other boys on the team. She looked at who wants this trophy, and she put it in the garbage. She was 11 years old. She knew mediocrity. She didn't want to bring a trophy back to Minnetonka with sixth place. It was four trophies she handed out in the team eight thing. It's first, second, third. And console. The point was, she knew it at age 11 what mediocrity was. She knew what it was. She's like, she's 11 years old. She put it in the garbage can and we left the locker room. We had a great tournament, but at the end of the day, it's the way it goes. You know, I understand handing hats out for remember the tournament, but you don't be doing. And I just don't like mediocrity. The Cowboys were mediocrity with Jerry Jones for years. He needs to fire the coach, bring in Holmgren or Jimmy Johnson as a general manager. And say, listen, here's the keys to the ranch. Call me. I'll be in Belize and hire a head coach, and let's build for a five-year future. I'd like to get Mallett from doing T-Partiers or get the guy out of the 33rd team in the National League, Alabama Roll Tide Roll, bring him in, but we need to rebuild. And he doesn't like what's going on up there. Parity, well, that's the onus is on the owner to get a general manager to build the team. The only good people surround him. And Jerry Jones, you can't be a yes boy. You've got to go out. You can't like me to wrap my Blackhawks. A prime example. The old man died. Look what happened. Look what we're doing in Chicago, kicking some hindquarters. So your thoughts?
All right. I want to go to Thomas. Thomas, you heard the comment about the Cowboys. You also heard about the – you know, look, everyone, folks, has been well, I can't say everyone. But there has been a lot of conversation lately about football. I agree with Alpo that it's watered down. Thomas, do you think that they should go to two more playoff teams? I guess it's easy.
Heck no.
Yeah.
That's a very easy call. I mean, I agree 100%. You want to be in the playoffs, you win the freaking games that you're given. You know, it's a matter of pride. You know, do you want to sneak in? Do you want to have to just slide in? I mean, like the girl that was 11 years old. I mean, she knew what it was about. You know, you win, you get in.
Yeah.
I appreciate that there, Thomas. I want to go to the big dog right here. Big dog, your comments on that too? Look, guys, Cal Poet had an interesting comment about Major League Baseball in the playoffs. And, you know, hey, that was a good comment. I like it. I'm sure we can discuss that on another day. But right now, the NFL and the whole thing about the playoffs. Big dog, your comments.
I think that's a good idea. You go water it down.
their team is dead. If they were to implement an Alex Gallic, shouldn't be in there, you know, and if you add those one extra teams, they would make it in. So just for the sake of all it comes down to, guys, just like everybody, just like it always does, it's going to come down to money. They want to make more money. You have playoff games, you make more money. So it's all money. They don't care. They don't care. I don't care what the owners say. They don't care about the quality of the game. All they care about is the bottom line.
Well,
and if they're making money.
Well,
I agree.
Those do go hand in hand. You have a good team, you make the playoffs. So, but you get those fringe teams that are just there on the cusp that maybe make it, maybe not make it. You make it a little easier for them to get in. Those mid-tier teams, those are the ones that are going to be making more money.
Okay, there you go. Thomas, I want to go back to you. Calpost was talking about the, I guess, in the playoffs, I guess it was in the overtime where there's no punt and there's no there are no kickoffs. Do I have that right, Calpo, when you were talking
about
the
overtime? Yeah, what I would do, the punt would be the kickoffs. That's run it back. If they run it back, the game is over. The point is, overtime is, no field goals, no punting after that. If you're fourth and ten from the 50, you better get your first down. If not, they get the ball wherever it is, and you got it. If they get fourth and goal from the 5, they don't get in, they got to go down. The point is, 6 points to win. No kissing your mother's twin sister. None of that kind of stuff. No, and, you know, there's no excuse that the Green Bay Packers lost, tied the Vikings, the Vikings here in town. Last game of the Dome tomorrow. I'm going to storm the field and tackle somebody, have some fun at the end. Just kidding. But in the day, I'm sorry. They do a pumpkin ball, feeble low man in hockey. Someone wins. And someone has to win the National League. If Green Bay gets in, we're happy for you. There's no excuse getting in as a tie. I need to see a win. I go to the game to see somebody win, not lose. I want to see win, a W. Somebody walks off just like Survivor. I got nothing for you. See you later. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, there's nothing for you. Go see Phil. You've been eliminated from the race. Goodbye. 6 points, win. Your thoughts?
All right, Calpo, appreciate
yeah,
that. There you go.
That's
I'm
very
go to
interesting.
Thomas, then I'm going to go to Sonny, and then Big Dog on that. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, you know what? I like that. It's very interesting. You know, I don't, you know, pay a lot of money to watch some kicker decide a game. You know, I want to see the big-name star catch a long touchdown, or I want to see a running back run 80 yards or 50 yards and score a touchdown. And, of course, I got Jumbo Jets next to me.
All right, fair enough, Tom. We are having some trouble. I'm going to have to mute you again, but I'm going to go to Sonny on this one because we did lose Brian. Go ahead. Your thoughts on that, Sonny.
My thoughts are, you know, no disrespect or anything. I completely disagree with them. The NFL has been able to put together a situation where they still get the good teams in, even with the division champions. I think the fact that at least the division champions get into the playoffs is good for the NFL, especially coming down to Week 17 where you got, you know, two or three divisions that have not been decided yet. I mean, you know, depending on what you're looking at, Philly is not figured out with the Cowboys. One of those two teams are going to go to the playoffs. Chicago, Green Bay, one of those two teams are going to be in the playoffs. I mean, so it comes down to Week 17 that even though that, I guess if you want to call it a mediocre team, whether it be the Bears or the Packers or the Eagles or the Cowboys, the simple fact of the matter is it does go back to what Big Dog said. It's about money. And when you've got a team, you've got four teams in each division. Them adding two more teams to it is stupid. If they're going to do it, they need to add a total of 8 teams. Now, that watered down, I don't know, but at the same time, you got to look at it, the fact that, you know, the teams that are out there that are willing to spend money or do what they got to do to get the players to get on the football field, they're going to do it. And there's always going to be that team where, I mean, heck, for crying out loud, even there was only 2 teams that did not make money last year in the NFL out of 32. So, you know, all the other teams made a profit, so it is about money. It does get down to it. But here's one of the bad things. So you take a look at the Arizona Cardinals this year. The Arizona Cardinals have to win on Sunday, which, you know, will give them a record of 11-5. This team is not going to make the playoffs if the Saints win.
That's one of the bad things that you'll get a team such as the Arizona Cardinals that are on the cusp and yet only a possible 9-7 football team make it into the playoff, or even for that matters, a 8-7-1 team can possibly make the playoffs before the Arizona Cardinals, and it seems ridiculous.
All right, appreciate that, Sonny. Big Dog, I know you have some comments on that. No, nothing on the playoff picture, because remember, people are talking about more than the league is about adding two teams. And this has been going on for a little while now. Every time you have a situation where another league makes some changes, then everyone else is talking. And right now in the NFL, generally a lot of fans, the most vocal ones, are talking about adding two more teams. So what are your thoughts on that, Big Dog?
It's going to, I mean, you add two more teams, you're going to dilute the league. I mean, that's just a
dilute the playoffs, right?
Well, you're going to dilute the league, period. Because, I mean, adding those two extra teams, that's another, 56 players, 100 and something players that are going to make teams now that wouldn't have made the NFL in the first place?
We're talking about the playoff picture.
Just the playoff picture itself?
Just the playoff picture.
Well, like I said before, it's going to dilute the playoffs.
See, now, the Big Dog does bring up that the league has mentioned expansion
more than once.
We do know that, but right now we're talking about the playoff picture. And guys, as far as I'm concerned, with 32 teams, the NFL is perfect. And with the playoff
picture,
look at what they have. Four teams in each division. It's awesome. It works. They're perfect. The playoff picture, in my humble opinion, works, guys. Big Dog, I guess you're in agreement with that too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can wait this out.
Now, how about the overtime stuff where Calpo is saying, dude, play smash mouth football. Play for the touchdown. Get rid of the kickoff and the field goal.
I want A's football back.
Oh!
I mean, now you can't even look at the quarterback. You can't even look at the punter wrong, and you get a flag. I mean, you know, they're just... The game has changed so much where you can't even touch the other players anymore. You know, I like the 80s football. Whoever beats down the other guy most is going to lose.
And speaking about beating the guy down most, whoever wins, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a moment. I want to bring him in right now. Folks, he is one of the friends to NDB Media.
You didn't know? You ass better call somebody!
On hold for 18 seconds, dude. So cut me some slack. Cuervo, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Scorekeeper, you have no idea how good it is to hear your voice again on this show. We missed you, bro. And but good morning. I hope you had a good holiday. I hope everyone had a good holiday. And hey, you're getting so much better at this monitoring thing. Very soon, you're going to be off the hook officially.
Well, I appreciate that, but Calpo probably said, hey, dude, this punk left me on hold for 2 minutes. Shut up, Cuervo. Don't talk about it. It's getting better. But, hey, Calpo brought some good things. I want to go over them right now. He was talking about the playoff picture with the Cowboys, but it also extended to Cuervo. We've had this conversation. People are talking about adding several teams to the NFL playoff picture. And I want to get your thoughts on that, as well as what Calpo said about, man, overtime football would be awesome if it was smash-mouth football only. Get rid of the field goal, no punt, make it happen. Why don't we talk about the playoff picture, the Cowboys, and, he was saying, dude, 4th and 6, you got to go for it. That's what Calpo said. I believe so. So we'll go back to Calpo in a moment, but Cuervo, dude, what are your comments?
Well, I mean, you're implementing a lot of the college style to overtime when you do that. You know, for example, for those who don't know, if a college game goes into a third overtime and you score a touchdown, you have to go for two. That way, eventually, somebody wins the football game, because you take extra points all day. But in that third overtime, you have to start going for two. And, you know, little things like that, that kind of it makes it exciting. But then again, it's like, you know, sometimes teams will they'll complain about it and whatnot, but that's normally when you're on the losing side too. So, but as far as the playoffs is concerned, more teams, I don't know. I think I like the way it is now. You know what I would get rid of though, guys, is the bye weeks. I don't want to say the bye weeks are pointless. However, if you guys have noticed trends with teams that get the bye week, they always look rusty and don't look like they're at their best. And I think it's an advantage from a rest standpoint, but it's a disadvantage from a rhythm standpoint. So the only thing I would really change about the playoffs, guys, is get rid of the bye weeks.
All right. Well, guys, now that brings up an interesting subject. I'm going to go back to Calpo because I want him – dude, think about this. Cuervo is talking about the college rules and how it's played. You have to go for the two-pointer. But correct me if I'm wrong. In college, you have to play the full overtime quarter. In the NFL, it's sudden death, and you would still keep it sudden death, right, Calpo?
Right. You just play it till someone wins. I mean, none of these quarter stuff. You get 6 points, and that's it. And then you stop the other guys. It's over. Stop them. It's over. But that's just very. I know what Sonny's trying to say. He has his opinion. That's a good thing. It's the beauty of America. We can have our opinions. Point is, someone's got to win. I don't care who gets in the playoffs. I just don't want to see ties because deep in baseball, they win. Someone's got to win. I get it. But at the end of the day, I want to make another subject here about taunting and about penalties. On kickoffs, you see a lot of holding penalties and also taunting on the sideline people in the play. On kickoffs, if there's a holding penalty or on punts, it's 1st and 20. Okay? You know this 1st and 10 stuff. You make Mr. Panning come out and be 1st and 20. I guarantee it, there'll be some punishment in the locker room for the holding penalties on punting and on kicking, because now you're 1st and 20. And then taunting. If you're on the sidelines, you taunt somebody in the play, you're game checked and kicked out. You don't taunt somebody in the play, you're not in the play. If you're in the play, you taunt somebody in the sidelines, you're gone. Their game check goes to a charity. They'll stop the taunting stuff. And if you're running back a kickoff like the Raccoons did this year when they're running back, the St. Louis Rams running back, you point at the guy, it's spot foul, goes back 15 yards, no touchdown. But they got to stop the taunting stuff. Act like you've done it before. If he's not in the play, don't taunt him. You're in the play, don't taunt the guy on the sidelines. You boot it out, your game check goes to a good charity, and somebody gets something from stupid. That's where I look at the penalties. 1st and 20, you hold on the kickoff, it's 1st and 20, you start the game off. I guarantee it, there'll be more discipline in the special team plays during the week. Your thoughts?
I appreciate that, Calpo.
The union would
never
go for it.
Actually, it's funny. The big dog just said the union would never go for it. I want to go to Sonny real quick because, Sonny, you can blow me, big dog, when it comes to unions. Because without unions, you wouldn't have an 8-hour work day. You wouldn't have insurance.
You don't have insurance.
Sonny Clark, we cover the Indoor Football League, and we also cover the Lingerie League. Sonny, how many seconds are each and every player given after a touchdown to celebrate the touchdown?
Well, in the IFL, they do it because it brings more people to the field. Now, you got to understand, the NFL doesn't have a hard time selling out stadiums. So in the Indoor Football League, you get a total. Now, they brought it down from 40 to 2 years ago to 30 seconds to celebrate for a touchdown.
Okay, so in the IFL, everyone gets to do whatever the hell they want for 30 seconds. Both teams get to do it, but you only get to do it when you score a touchdown. So some people have talked about doing that in the NFL, too, where, hey, 30 seconds, both teams get to celebrate. That's something that I think the NFL should look at. But, Calpo, remind me. I lost my train of thought. What did you want, everyone? Oh, I got it. The penalties, guys, on the kickoff returns. Sonny, go with it. You heard what he said.
The penalties on kickoff returns, you know, they're part of the game. I mean, if you're going to keep part of the game the way it was and try to bring that back, you got to call penalties. Now, you know, I don't know. I mean, to each his own, I guess you could take a look as far as that. But as far as overtime, I mean, what they've done on overtime, you know, I think is great. I mean, really, you look at it, if you go down and kick a field goal, the game's not over, the other team gets another shot at least gets a shot at trying to at least tie it or win it. If the first team who has the ball scores a touchdown, the game's over. I think that works pretty, at least it works for me. I know a lot of people don't like it. I know I wouldn't like the college overtime in the NFL. That part would probably, you know, bother me. But as far as what they're doing, now granted, I mean, there's been rule changes from the 80s, which is where I'll tell you right now, I wish I was the age I'm at and the interest of football that I had back in the 80s compared to what I am now. That being said, you know, it's still part of the game, and the changes are going to happen. Yeah, you can't touch the quarterback and everything else, but you got to remember, this is a $15 billion industry, and the way they make the rule changes and everything else, it's all about that bottom line, and that bottom line is to make sure that they get that $15 billion each and every year to make sure that they can take care of business and keep the NFL the most popular sports that's out there, whether it be nationwide or worldwide.
Now, very quickly, guys, before I go to Corvo, because I want to hear his comments, and we still have Thomas. I'm going to go to Thomas in a little bit as well. The first real major rule tinkering started with the 40-second clock. Remember those three seasons when they kept adjusting the time, how it sucked on the players, how they made it a 30-second clock right from the minute the ball was down and the players had to rush back? That was amusing. But it took them three seasons to finally figure it out. But Cuervo, Calpo mentioned the taunting that the players are doing. And, you know, hey, what are your thoughts on that, Cuervo?
I think there's a way to do it. You know, I mean, you make a tackle, I think you look stupid when you celebrate it. But if you make a big play, I think there's nothing wrong with celebrating it. But as far as actual taunting is concerned, I personally don't see there's a very, very careful way to do it and make it entertaining, tasteful. A lot of these players don't know how to do that, though. I mean, they'll just get in your face because they made a good tackle, like I was mentioning. And I think you look like an idiot when you do that. So for the most part, I think taunting should be pretty much out of the game, because it doesn't make it entertaining. You just look like a dummy out on the field. So that's my take on it.
All right, Big Dog, I want to go to you on that. Do you have any comments on that? Because, you know, I'm a big believer in getting the taunting out. Besides, guys, look, the casual fan honestly does not know when the taunting takes place. But Calpo, Big Dog, Sonny, myself, Thomas, we've all played the game. We know when the taunting happens. And when you see it, the ref should know. You want to taunt, you know what, right there, you nail them, you give them a huge penalty, you fine them, or you kick their ass out. You want to do it? Come on, guys. Why is it that us that talk sports, we know when the taunting takes place? And let me tell you, I know Brian doesn't like this, and I know Sonny doesn't like this. But when you get taunting in baseball, let me tell you, if I get taunted, you can bet your ass I'm nailing that son of a bitch next time he comes to bat, because you don't do that. But I know, Sonny, that's a whole other can of worms. Let me go over to Thomas. There we go. Okay, I got the big dog in. Thomas, taunting and the penalties on the kickoff, your thoughts?
First of all, taunting, I'm an ultra-competitive player, and I don't mind taunting at all to a certain degree. I know it's kind of contradictory, but, you know, within reason, you know. You make a big play, go for it, dude. You earned it, you know. These guys are, you know, 6'4", 6'2", 400 pounds. I think they can handle a little riling up verbally. You know, and it just fires you up to make a better play in the next round, you know, or to, you know, make that first down, you know, make a third down conversion, you know, it fires you up, you know, once you get hit. So, you know, on that note, I'm okay with that, you know.
if it's over the top, yeah, okay. You know, you don't go pushing somebody else down. You don't go doing any of that nonsense. You know, you, if you want to help them up, you help them up. If you feel like, you know, just walking away, just walk away. You know, I'm not a, huge, I'm not against taunting in the NFL.
Well, here's how my taunting. Here's my taunting. Here's the whole thing. You don't taunt a guy that's not in the play. Okay, be like Barry Sanders. Hand the football to the ref and act like you've done something before. Don't taunt a guy that's on the sideline. He's not in the play, or the guy that's on the sideline. The guys speak one language. They speak one language. It's not English. It's called money. And I get. I guess I'd rather win rings instead of making tackles. I want to get in. If it's Lord Stanley, it's pumpkin or baseball. But I want to go to the Super Bowl. With Mr. Webster for the Steelers is a long past. He's a champion. Look at Sir Charles and Pumpkin Ball. And look at Chris Carter. They the pinnacle of the Hall of Fame. They have a ring. I get the taunt. Don't taunt guys that are in the play. Don't taunt the guys that are in the play. That's the whole point. They speak one language, not English. It's money. Get the, they'll get it crystal clear. And also in overtime, another one I want to say rules were no huddle, no huddles, and you have to throw the ball or pitch the ball out, no running. The point is hurry up offense. Let's get down there and score the touchdown. No huddling, period. And you have to be in a shotgun every single play to have to pitch the ball off. But the point is don't taunt somebody not that's not in the play or if you're in the sidelines. That's all there is to it. I guess you want to talk smack. At the end of the day, it's up on the score who wins. You can talk smack all you want. That at the end of the day, play the game. Respect the shield, whatever it is. The board. I don't care if it's lingerie. Respect the God-given talent. Play the game. Don't talk smack to the guy on the sidelines. He's not in. You're on the sidelines. He's on the field. Shut your mouth. Act like you played before. Hand the ball to the ref and celebrate in the locker room when you break their will on the field. Your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I like that. You know, it's again, if you're in the play, go for it, dude. You know, it's fun. You know, it's part of the game. You know, when you were a kid growing up, you know, you loved being able to, you know, make that winning touchdown and dance around and shove it in somebody's face. Or if you made that key tackle, you know, you learned, hey, guess what? I can shut you up. You know, we stopped you on fourth down or on third down. You know, Right. Now you got to punt. You know, but there's no excuse for doing it off the sideline. That's kind of ridiculous. You know, if you're not in the game, you didn't make the play, well, what are you saying?
Right.
Well, you know, what do you have to say?
I've always said it's a team game, all four of them. You want trophies, you want money, go play golf or tennis or boxing or bowling. This is a team game. You play for the ring. The trophies go to the owners. You want a ring, Wayne Gretzky will be long past. His name will be on a trophy in the outskirts of Toronto. And you want to die in a trophy in a coffin. There lies the champion of whatever sport it may be. There lies the guy that talks smack. Look at the parasite Terrell Owens. What has he done? Nothing but be distractions. And a lot of these players do all this stuff. But it's the ring on your finger that you care about. And you know Troy Aikman, he's got three rings. Emmitt, Irving, whatever else. All these champions. You can go through all these different teams. Terry Bradshaw, Mike Webster, all these guys. You remember for a champion, not because you can talk smack. You want to talk smack, you point up at them and say, listen, we won the championship and have respect for people you play with. And these are your brothers, union brothers allegedly. I still think last year they crossed union along with a whole different podcast. But end of the day, respect the shield. Stand behind the shield. Like in baseball, a lot of these guys don't know who Curt Flood is that made a big difference in free agency. These guys don't know who came before them. All they care about the money. Look at Pumpkinball becoming irrelevant. Hockey's taking over because guess what? They care about the shield. And I care about the National Football League. I care about all 32 teams because we all go into one thing. So I care about the game, the longevity of it. And you should be told you should know how to tackle. Very simple. It's not that tough. You tackle smart and fair. You don't go up from the knee of someone's head. But the problem is, you guys, it's a four-letter curse. It's that the taunting will be on the four-letter curse, and I don't want to see four-letter curse. You go out there, I want to see us holding the trophy up over my head. That's what I want to see, the four-letter curse. Not about making a taunting. Tackle the quarterback, get up, get back in the huddle, and do it again. Do it again, and do it again, and break the will of the guy in front of you. That's all there is to it.
Calpo, wow. Good stuff there. Cuervo, then Sonny. Go ahead, guys.
Cuervo, do we have you there? Oh, we just lost Cuervo. Sonny, your comments on that.
I guess it just gets back to the matter of opinion. No one's going to be completely satisfied with what's going on as far as the football field. Everybody has their own wants and wishes. I think the NFL is doing the best that they can. You know, yeah. As far as you know, players, you know, you got to look. I guess as being, you know, now, you know, 46 years old, and I look at, you know, sometimes you just can't fix stupid, and that's one of the problems. These athletes are so-called, quote-unquote, college-educated, but they're just dumb as rocks, and that's what
Agreed.
You get when you get the celebrations and everything else. I mean, geez, I could go get – if I wanted to waste 4 years of my life, I could go get a, you know, a degree in basket weaving. You know, these guys are dumb. I mean, just – and just to let people know, I'm around athletes all the time. They are just stupid individuals, and that's what that's the problem. They live by whatever they want to, more so than what is quote unquote accepted by people who would either A, watch the sport, or B, just among common sense amongst people. So I don't know if I want to rip the players that much, you know, regarding that. The however in that is at some point you got to learn to grow up, and you got 22-year-old boys out there playing the game. Everybody say, oh, these are 18-year-old men. No, they're dumb. They're dumb as rocks, for crying out loud. You know, the brain doesn't start maturing until you're about 25. So to say these are men and they should know what they should be doing, you can't depend upon that kind of statement, because they are too stupid to even get out of their own way on a lot of things that they do on a daily basis. I mean, geez, we got an NFL blotter for a reason, because they do stupid things. So it's just hard to mandate certain things on certain things when you got a different culture from one player to the next and things like that. You're always going to have that.
Okay.
All right, Sonny, I appreciate that. Calpo, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I do want to tell everyone that we're down about 8 minutes now. We are going to be moving over to the couch potato at exactly the top of the hour, but for now, we've got to get some stuff finished up right here. I've got to go to some commercials and finish up the last few minutes with the big dog and I, but if you guys want to stick around, by all means, but I've got to get to those spots that we have. We have a few sponsors, and in the meantime, again, guys, just stay on. I've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a moment.
Is anyone out there? Nathaniel County Sheriff's Office. Is anyone out there? We were surrounded by the dead. They were in rioters, what we were told. We have survivors here. Civilians, women, children. Is anyone out there?
Follow the story in the Ragnarok Rising Saga by D.A. Roberts. Available on Amazon, Smashwords, Barnes & Noble, and BooksAMillion.com. Visit RagnarokRising.Weebly.com.
Cedar Point Concepts specializes in the development, management, and hosting of small business and personal web systems. We believe that a professional and functional website should also be affordable. Our hands-on approach keeps you in the loop, as we offer you as much control over your site to suit your needs. Don't let the cost or fear of computers keep you from starting your own internet business. Through the use of open source software and popular web applications, we are able to offer you a clean, professional, easy-to-use site at an affordable price. Whether you're looking for a single-page information site or a complete user system, we have a solution for you. CedarPointConcepts.com.
Thanks for bearing with us, folks. We are back, and we have the big dog here, of course, on the scorekeeper, and we have Calpo still with us. We're down to about 6.5 minutes before we go over to the Couch Potatoes program to continue this four-hour block. So tell me, Calpo, what's the biggest thing on your radar right now?
Well, like I said before, I mean, the radar is the playoffs. We'll see what happens to the Cowboys. But real quick, I got to get going here. I always say excuses are for losers, results are for winners. And I think that you got to come down to common sense always outweighs irrational thoughts. And I just think the National Football League has got to protect their players. And the guys have to be taught how to be able to tackle. It's very simple. My mother taught me to treat women and people with self-respect, and that's not that tough. You should know how to tackle. These guys got to, you know, the four-letter curse is a good thing, but at the end of the day, I want to be in the four-letter curse of a football, pumpkin ball player, winning a championship. But they got to respect the shield, and then respect the guy before them in the future. Like Sonny just said, when they're students, a good student makes a good athlete. And when they're dummy an athlete, they go back and be a student. I like that guy out of Boston College that won
running back. He's very good. He's smart. I mean, Sonny's absolutely right. And you want to be able to, you know, you look at all these quarterbacks that have the stuff on their arms. They should be able to memorize plays. My father taught me to memorize stuff because I'm with you. But the NFL has got to be the number one sport. It's a billionaire business, and that's why we're here. And I love the football and hockey, and we got to protect the shield as collective all of us on this podcast and call out players that disrespect the shield and injure the players that we love so much. You know, I love prosperity, and I love to watch success. And I wish my Cowboys all the well, hopefully they can win. But I'm hoping the best. Maybe we can get KO'd with and beat Shaggy, but hopefully it will be interesting. But I appreciate you taking my call on your podcast. You guys are the best. I always share you. Shout out to you, Sonny, down there in Dallas, you guys. Happy New Year's live from we're in Clearwater, Minnesota. So I'm heading out. See you guys later. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you putting out with me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle Paul. We'll see you, man. We'll talk to you again in the future. All right, pal. See ya.
Yeah, great call, man, as always. Appreciate it. There's Kyle Paul. You know you can catch Speculation Sports and Cal Poly Radio. You guys know where to find them, and if you don't, well, shit, look for them.
You can find them in a lot of different places, guys. Good program. Obviously a fervent fan there, and whether you agree with him or not, at least he stands up to his opinion, guys.
Right.
So really good stuff. But I do believe we have the couch potato. We're going to be going in on the live connection. Sonny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted
4 minutes. Until showtime.
I just wanted to listen into the final minutes of the show before we headed into ours, since you took a quick break.
Yeah, it was real quick. And it was only about a minute, 30 seconds. Folks, I want to spend a few minutes. Big Dog, do you have any cool thing you want to do before we go over?
Nah.
Okay. Sorry, Big Dog. So we're going to carry on over to the Cap Potato program. For those of you that are listening, you need to call in to listen in on our feed. Otherwise, just go on over to Sunny's program. We're going to be in to do the handoff. We haven't done this in a while, so I'm glad we're set up. But, folks, I want to let you know, please visit us, nvbmedia.net. We're updating our programs. You have a calendar. You can see when our programs are live and when they're not. And you can find most of our channels right there at nvbmedia.net. We're back to updating because, well, we're back on the Internet again. That's the important thing. Verizon Files? Well, Sonny loves
them. I love them.
3 minutes
yes, so.
Until showtime.
And there it is, 3 minutes. Folks, I'm going to give you the calendar real quick. Don't forget, Monday Night in America returns this Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yay!
Yes, on Tuesday, Gray Zone Sports is usually on at 3 p.m. Pacific time, but he's on hiatus because he's traveling all around the world. Eli. And on Wednesday, of course, you get the Tri-State Sports Guys at 5 p.m. Pacific time. They're also on hiatus during the holiday. On Thursday, we have the Travel Itch Radio, who's also on hiatus. And then at 7 p.m., of course, oh, my God, I can't remember the name of the program. They're on at 7 p.m. I'll remember right now. Edge of Reality. Thank you, Big Dog. They're on NDB Media on Thursday. Matt Alvarez and the Sports Opinion Show, or the Sports Opinion Show, with Matt Alvarez.
Otherwise known as Barney Leverett.
2 minutes.
You
until
said it,
showtime.
Not I. That's on at 1 p.m. Pacific time on this channel. And then on Saturday, we have a lot of stuff going on. At 6 a.m., Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday on this channel. At 2:30 p.m. Pacific time on the flagship channel, Jeff Trek is on. And then at 7 p.m., which we've got to get our act back together, is, of course, our Lost Rewatch, or Lost Rewind, is on at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then on Sunday, which is now becoming one of the biggest programs on the Internet, and it's On the Mark with Mark Lee. I got to tell you, that program is becoming a huge hit. You just listen to Mark Lee. He has about 50 guests on every week. It's unbelievable.
He's the man.
He is the man, and he's here with NDB Media, so it's a lot of fun. And I believe that is the schedule. We're going to be adding additional programs. Some are on hiatus. I didn't mention just because they're on hiatus. But check out the NDBmedia.net.
1 minute until showtime.
Follow us at NDBmedia on Twitter. You can follow me at Roger D. Noriega on Twitter. And, of course, we have NDB Sports, which covers all of our sports programs on Twitter. So find us on Facebook as well, guys. A lot of good stuff going on. Big Dog. You've got about 40 seconds. Anything left? Enjoy sports. That's you, the man. Prayers for the Big Dog, please. And I want to thank everyone that prayed for us in our time of need for our family. Giselle, otherwise known as Gmo, is recovering. It's going to take a while, but she's on the road to recovery, and I want to, my love, my thanks to everyone. And,
oh,
yes, Big Dog.
Love you, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
He had some comments.
Oh, he had some comments? Well, here we go, folks. We're about to do the transition. Stand by, and we're going to be going over to the Couch Potato. Hold on, folks. Here we go.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show here on a Saturday morning. It is the Break It Down Show. We are online and we took the hand off from Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome back to the airwaves here on a Saturday morning where the dynamic duo of radio that is known as the as Sports Talk with the Guys. How you doing, gentlemen?
What's up?
That's, of course, the Big Dog, who is a sick dog right now, or has become... Actually, I'm the scorekeeper.
Yes, you are.
He's the Big Dog. The Big Dog was named the sick dog by Terry Zahn, who lives, like, right around the corner, dude. Like, he's in Laverne. I'm going to have to drag his butt over here to do some live program. Dude, it's like 2 miles away. Seriously. He's... Dude, we're in northwest Pomona.
Yeah, you're off a 10, though. He's off a 210. That's not too many.
No, he's closer
Laverne's
to it.
Off a 210.
Oh, my God. He's the big dog. I'm the scorekeeper. We are the dynamic duo. Thank you, Sonny Clark. We're already fighting. Oh, shut up. I'm going to lose that one. I'm going to lose that one. And not be Robin. Size suggests that you could not be Robin, dude. I'm going to lose that one.
Or anybody that watched Saturday Night Live back in the 90s, we could be also the ambiguously gay duo.
Which one? You mean the Blues Brothers?
No, that's what they were called, the cartoon. You gotta look it up.
Oh, they were the ambiguously gay dude?
Gay, yeah, duo.
Oh, the ambiguously gay duo. I didn't know that one.
You could never get away with that now, let's just say.
Oh, hell. You can't get away with Archie Bunker now. I introduced my daughters to Archie Bunker, and they died laughing. I said, enjoy it, sweetheart. You can't get that form of... Yeah, you can't get that today. Sonny Clark, we're back! I'm sorry.
Back. No. And we're glad to be back. We covered all but one Saturday, so we did well. They kept the ball rolling on a Saturday morning on Sports Talk with the Guys. Matter of fact, we did it on a Saturday morning, and I just made my show at 10:30 my time, and I just downloaded what we did over on Sports Talk with the Guys and replayed it on my show. So it was kind of cool. It kind of worked out, and all is good as far as what we've been doing here for the cover, and glad everybody's back and we're back to normal.
I am glad that we're back to normal. As a matter of fact, Sonny, I will be ditching this program. I have to leave sometime around 9:45, because I still have to do the last move today. I already got the rental truck. I'm going to go hire me some illegals, and two of them to be exact, and I'm going to go move.
So you're going to Home Depot?
I will be at Home Depot, and I will be hiring. People say that they're undocumented. No, they're here illegally. So I'm going to go hire them. And I'm going to go and move my refrigerator.
But they train extensively. Did you know they have that mock Home Depot store in TJ?
I heard about that. And there's a real Home Depot there that they train them. So they're not illegal.
Hey, when is I know they have Black History Month and the when is it just Cinco de Mayo? Is that all you guys get?
You were going fine up until you said, is that all you guys get?
What I'm saying is I think you guys are getting screwed. So here's what I'm going to do. On Cinco de Mayo, and in the words of one of my favorite people in the world, I'm going to go hang out at Home Depot all day.
We get a Mexican celebration day every year. It's February 30th.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny. We get February 30th every year.
Not once every four years. You guys get it every year. There you go.
Yeah. By the way, it's number 6, Kerry Warren of the Seattle Mist, for those of you that are paying attention. That's the little bit the hottie. Yeah, she's number 6. There's a lot of hotties.
Sonny's hottie is in the chat room, in my chat room. That one very much impresses me. She was on Survivor, which
receiver?
I didn't necessarily know. And she was actually in Playboy as well.
Wow. We're going to have to give that some play. And I was reading about the other
one. Oh, come on. That was funny.
We're going to have to give that some play.
Oh, come on, kid.
Yeah. But I lost my drum roll.
I know, you're right. But, folks, we are having a good time. We are doing Sports Talk with the Guys, carry over with
there
the Couch Potato, which is the hardest working man in sport.
She's okay.
She's
big, though.
She's 5'9", weighs about...
That's not that big.
209 pounds.
5'9"?
Yeah.
Nothing.
She's 5'9", 209. She can bench press 220.
Oh, shit. She can pick me up with one arm.
And,
like, wow.
Who is this?
And she trains.
Who is this?
This is the chick that you were telling us about.
The one that you said that was too heavy?
No, that's not my chick. No, she's got she has the same first name as the other one, so.
Yeah, no, this is the one from Australia.
No, it's because.
Oh, from Australia. Got it.
Yeah, I did the conversion on it. So she's 5'9", weighs 209 pounds, 210 pounds, and can bench press 220.
She has the girl next door look.
She's cute.
She's cute. The borderline cute. I mean, she is.
She's cute.
She has a cute face.
She's
but
chubby.
She does not.
She's a little chubby. She's a little chubby. She works that hourglass figure.
No, do you guys call that big boned? I mean, that's what the chubby girls usually say. I'm big boned. I said, really? They make bones that big, woman?
And that's what I have to say.
Well, I hate it when a woman will say, a woman will say, these pants make my ass look big, and you go, no, your ass makes your ass look big. You know, I can't help you there. Has nothing
and
to
that's
do
when,
with
and that's
the
when you end up, that's when you end up spending the night on the couch.
Usually.
Well, thank God my wife never asked me that question.
But if you're smart, you don't even get into that, so there you go.
I have learned due to the workplace that when a woman asks, I even tell the girls when they say, oh, well, why don't you ever, no, bullshit. I'm not stupid enough to tell you anything. If I tell you that you look good in the morning, the girl next to you is going to get pissed, or the guy next to you is going to get pissed, whichever one. And, you know, I can't say anything because we're.
Thank you, Sonny. Thank you for paying attention.
You're welcome. I did that. I got it. I caught it.
Thank you. It's true. I mean, someone's going to get pissed.
I caught it.
That was good. But I have two coworkers, lovely women, absolutely lovely women. They are, I will say this, they're no longer teens, but they're great. And I've shared with them, both Elma and Susanna, my coworkers for many, many years. They said, Roger, we don't give a bleep. You tell us we look good. We love it. We don't care. There's no sexual harassment here. If you want to say we look great, don't be shy about it. And it's cool because they say there is no sexual harassment when you tell a woman that she looks good. And they were cool about it.
Well, no, that all
depends
on how you say it. I mean, it's not like you can
walk
up to those girls and say, wow, those look nice and round today. You just can't get away with something like that.
Well, Sonny, first of all, Big Dog and I are not that stupid. Well, take it back. but we don't say that.
You can't go up to them and
yeah,
say,
that's
know,
what I'm saying. You got to be careful how you say it, yeah.
Wow. No, I wouldn't say your ass looks great in those jeans. I would never say that because I don't. I never have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. But
you never thought my ass looked great in my jeans?
Well, Big Dog, that's different. Right? We were talking about women. And I learned to comment and tell you good things because after Las Vegas, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. What are you looking at? What the hell are you looking at?
Sunny pictures?
Yeah, she's cute. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah,
that's...
That's the new one, man. I'm telling you. At least for me, anyway.
Well, mine has always and will forever be Scarlett Johansson.
No, that's mine.
Bullshit.
Yours is Hermione.
I have a theme for Emma Watson. I always had. I mean, you know something is sick that the minute she turns 18, she became Noriega girl. I got called pedophile to this day, man. Oh, my God. She's a beautiful young lady. There's no doubt about it. I mean, hell, I liked her when she was 11.
She's all right.
Sorry. And I apologize.
Oh,
she's
hey, guess what?
Yes, sir?
Guess what? Let me do it.
You didn't know?
In case you didn't know.
Your ass better call somebody.
It's Cuervo on a Saturday morning. Hey, I love me some Cuervo, and Mario is on the line. How you doing there, Cuervo?
That right there was harassment, Sonny. I don't lie. I appreciate that. And I'm going to have to report you to Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, I knew something was going to happen.
Yeah, Sonny.
Oh, geez.
Sonny, I have to tell you, and with respect to Cuervo, Big Dog and I, our eyes popped open when you mentioned Cuervo's real name, and we're like, oh, dude, you violated the trust. And I'm going to have to report you too, Sonny, but not for
the rest. I had to throw that out there so I could get the joke out. I love me some Cuervo, but, you know, hey, and here is. Yeah, so, you know,
yeah,
that's one of the things.
So, Sonny, Cuervo, now you have to be spanked. Yeah, and we'll let Cuervo spank him. But Cuervo is filing harassment, and I'm filing stupidity. Come on.
That's the one I'm really guilty of, filing for stupidity. Yeah, that's me.
Well, Sonny, why do you think I'm going to file that? Because it takes one to know one, right?
Uh-oh.
Cuervo! Hey, I don't know if you guys heard the 800th episode. I was a privilege to be a part of that, Sonny. I want to thank you for that. And Big Dog, are you okay, buddy? Seriously,
mm-hmm.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We were a part of the 800th episode. It was a lot of fun. Are you saying that I'm kissing his butt? Because
no,
that was fun.
No, the chunky stuff that came out of me.
Oh, you dog. You dog. It was an awesome program. For those of you that did not know, we heard Cuervo's intro into the family on that episode.
Yep.
And it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to it again, 1 minute into the conversation with Cuervo, I pointed out that Cuervo should be your co-host.
Definitely. Yeah, I don't know, but that was our first meeting, and that was at Benyon's over in Las Vegas. So if we weren't there, could you imagine if we weren't in Las Vegas, we wouldn't have Cuervo here on the sideline?
Well, I kind of ask you to rephrase that because I don't know if we have Cuervo. You may have Cuervo. You love you some Cuervo, but that's your theme, Sonny. I am thrilled to know this young man, this American hero, that he's on that wall because I need him to be on that wall. You're damn right. I want him on that wall. The illegals?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, okay, that's right, yeah.
So, Cuervo, good morning. What's going on, my friend?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just got back in town last night, so I'm back in the Chicago area, back in the snow. It's a lot of fun, but, it was a long drive and whatnot, but it was good to see my family and things like that. However, like I said, I'm back in Chicago now and back to business as usual. I'm off this coming up week, but what I mean
back
by that is, you know, I'm back in the snow.
Wow. Back to the snow. Yeah. Yeah, so definitely. So we got Cuervo here, and we had Tarvin. I was going to – it was like a couple minutes ago. I was going directly to him. He was only on hold for 14 seconds at the time, so he must have had to drop off before I got him in there. So, so Tarvin, he might get back in with us here on a Saturday morning. You know, we're just palling around and getting everybody back into the mix of what the Couch Potato Sports Show is and of course, Sports Talk with the guys. So, guys, now, are you guys getting back to your regular schedule on NDB Media and Sports Talk with the guys? Or, you know, when does the, you know, the hiatus of most of your shows, since it's the holidays, get back? Is it after the beginning of the first of the year?
As a matter of fact, yeah, it's probably going to be the second week because a lot of programs do take this hiatus. They just do it for the holidays.
No.
What's no? What's this? What is no, Big Dog?
N-O.
Oh, N-O. It's like, what part do you not get? The energy, right?
Exactly.
What a jerk. Anyway, yeah, so I mean, we expect everyone to return the second week. A lot of them are on hiatus. Look, we haven't been... I have to be very careful when I say
we haven't been together.
Oh, you bastards. We haven't been together in a while. And it's a big studio, man. This is twice the size. Again, I have to be careful in saying that, but this is twice the size of the old studio. So,
yeah, but there's a car in there, though. You lose some space with the car, right?
No,
yeah,
the car's
so
outside.
If the car's in there, you lose... Yeah, so... If the car's in there, you lose some space in the studio.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on a minute. No, Mr. Blind Man. My van is behind in the alley. The neighbors.
They have a green van, too?
They also have a green cruddy van as well.
Oh, I thought it was your green cruddy van.
No, but actually, mine.
Don't get drunk one night and decide to drive. You might take the wrong car, so you get DUI and a stolen vehicle.
That would be funny, but drink. So that's why you would get a DUI, because you don't drink. Mr. Peach Wine Drinker, that's funny that you remember that. Do you have a DUI?
Hell no.
Yeah, because you do drink, right?
That's right.
Yeah, whatever.
I went out, Jason, in fact, had his birthday, and we went to TGI Fridays, and I think I lost, let's put it this way, I lost count after my eighth Long Island. I love count.
You drink the Long Island? You might as well drink the grasshoppers at Radar. Bro, used to drink from MASH. Isn't that what a Long Island iced tea is, the grasshopper?
No, Long Island iced tea is the best drink that is out there, and it's got like four or five liquors in there.
Yeah, and like I said, I love count at eight.
Cuervo, sir,
so
the man who's on the wall,
so
please.
I drove in from Carson back home.
What is... Oh, God. Wow, that's a hell of a drive. Cuervo, what's your drink, dude?
Whatever's on happy hour, guys. It don't really matter to me. I mean, I don't have a free. I don't have a preference. I don't have one. I'll drink just about anything you hand me, especially when I get going. I mean, I'll just drink whatever.
We gotta go.
As long as he has something in his hand, right?
That's like 2 days ago.
Okay,
that's it. Breaking news, Sonny.
Yeah.
Okay, it is Justin. Cleveland Cavaliers indefinitely suspend Andrew Bynum for conduct detrimental to the team. The center is now on the trade block.
Wow. Wow. So Bynum. Former Laker, will he come back to the purple and gold?
Oh, no. We need a point guard. We ain't got one right now.
Oh, that's true. Nash is still injured, right? And Kobe with his deal, so Kobe can't play the point. So that's a problem. You're right. Oh, man. You know, this is the first year we're talking about the Lakers really not being relevant. I mean, really, and it's unfortunate because I think the Lakers are like what Brett Favre was to the NFL. Brett Favre was good for the NFL. You think about it. I mean, every time. I mean, even when he was doing his crazy antics, I don't know if I'll play or I'll play for this one, or you know, he's scoping out hot chicks on the sidelines and stuff like that. Takeaway from that, he was good for football. So that's the same thing I think about when I think about the Lakers. The Lakers are good for basketball, especially when they're relevant. And unfortunately, you know, you look at what the Lakers have been able not to do this year, and you can't give them really much promise going into the playoffs. If Kobe was back, you might say, hey, they got some promise to make the playoffs. Without it, boy, I think you have to be shaking your head, don't you think, Big Dog?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Also, there is the underlying tension that's going on between Pau Gasol and Coach D'Antoni. The jabs are going back and forth. You know, Pau was complaining the other day about not getting the him not being positioned in the right spots to so he could use his entire talent. And that he didn't know, you know, that doesn't seem like D'Antoni knows where to put him. And D'Antoni answered back, well, Powell knows how to cash his check at the bank, doesn't he?
I don't know. That seems. Hey, I'll tell you when I look at the Lakers and Cuervo, you might be able. I mean, with the Bulls not being good, you're talking about two major names as far as the NBA that are not, unfortunately, are not relevant this year. And so we're going to get some different teams that might be able to slide into the playoffs this year. So Cuervo, what's the word up on Chicago, up in the Chicago area?
Which team are you talking about? You're talking about the Bears?
The Bulls. The Bulls.
They suck, first of all, without DeAndre Rose. And, I mean, although they did beat New Jersey, a bad New Jersey team, on Christmas Day, the topic keeps coming up about how serious should they take this season without Rose. And I don't know. It keeps coming up, but I just don't think I don't think they have the stones to do it. I think Tom Thibodeau is too much of a pride, you know, has too much pride as a coach to just throw the season away. And I think a lot of fans don't want it to happen, but I don't think it will. So I think the Bulls are just going to be that team that they're going to kind of sneak into the playoffs. They're not going to be anything special. They'll probably get like a 7 seed or something like that if they make it. And, you know, they'll probably draw Indiana or, you know, one of the top teams, and we'll see what happens. I just don't see them doing a whole lot, though, this year, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I look at the whole thing and what's going on as far as the Bulls, and maybe we'll see some guys come up from the D-League. I think that your team's in Iowa for the D-League. Maybe you'll see some guys going back and forth, which, by the way, if you get the Versus channel, and I know, gosh, you know, this is almost sad. I don't watch NBA as much as I want to. You know, I'm drifting to is the Versus channel, and I'm watching D-League on Versus. Mainly because sooner or later you're going to hear some of those names because of injuries up there. And so when they actually make their way, I can go, hey, I know who that guy is. And never mind the Texas legends that are here in the minor leagues over that play over in Frisco. So I find myself, as far as the NBA, unfortunately, is shifting to that because, you know, when you look at the league itself and the talent that's in the league, I've said it before, there's really only 5 watchable players, maybe 6 in the NBA. But when you go down to the minor leagues, you get to see all the talent that's there, and they're on the same level. So, you know, watch out for your D-leagues over there. I think L.A. has a D-league team, and I can't remember the name. What's the name of it there, Big Dog?
The Defenders.
Oh, way to go, Big Dog.
The Defenders.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Defenders. I just couldn't remember the name of them. I knew they had a D-League team. But, you know, that being said, we're going to see some guys maybe coming from Iowa to do some work for the Bulls, maybe, depending on how they handle that. And I guess that's the next question that needs to be asked. I mean, when is it time to start looking at your future talent, what you have on your basketball team if you're the Chicago Bulls, Cuervo? Is it now or is it later? I guess they're still fighting for the playoff spot. I mean, if you really take a look at the Bulls, you can't really give them, you know, really much of it. I don't see how they make the playoffs, but then again, they did last year with the talent that they had.
I think you can slowly, you know, bring these rookies in and bring these new guys in to see what you're going to have on your bench next year.
Right.
I mean, don't try to, you know, I don't think you want to try to make them, all-stars or anything like that. See what you get, you know, that way your bench is that much stronger next year when Derek comes back. And, I mean, let's cross our fingers that he doesn't get hurt again. But I'm going to tell you what, I mean, personally, guys, I think next year, if he gets hurt for a third time, it to me, as young as he is and as talented as he is, you know, we could be looking at another Brandon Roy, you know, here in Chicago.
Oh yeah, oh definitely. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, I was just looking at the standings, and I'm looking at the Eastern Conference. There's only three teams over 500 in the Eastern Conference, big dog. I you know, my God, you're three teams over 500. You have the Indiana Pacers at 23-5. And they're in the Central. Nobody in the Atlantic are over 500. Miami is 22-7, and Atlanta, a surprising Atlanta, 16-13. Three teams in the Eastern Conference over 500. That's almost that's disgusting. I mean, that's bad basketball. And we're normally talking about the Eastern Conference being the better conference more so than the Western Conference. But this year, that's a total different story going on.
Yeah, it's been a swing over the last couple of years where it's just been getting worse and worse, and it's really bad this year. I mean, the Knicks and the Nets, they suck beyond sucking.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that you're
fourth. Dog, will you stop using the language? Do not use the word Knicks, because if they were a professional team, we could say that, but they're not. Stop using that word.
It's hard to believe that the fourth best team in the West are the Toronto Raptors. I mean, you know,
exactly. That's
just, you know, it's horrible. You know, in Boston had 12 wins and 17 losses, is actually the eighth team in the playoffs right now, where the playoffs are start right now. I mean,
so
right.
How is this happening? Is just one or two teams kicking everyone else's butt?
It's just that the East sucks this year. I mean, they really totally suck.
I think injuries are a big time over there. Big dog, when you look at the Eastern Conference and you look at those teams, you're looking at injuries.
Yeah. And, in fact, with Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken, Horford just went out.
Who?
Al Horford.
Yep.
Their number one guy.
Al Horford. That's a big boy, and he's got a good – yeah, he's good.
And he's out indefinitely. He tore his right pectoral muscle completely off.
Oh my
yep.
God. So he is out indefinitely. Yeah, oh yeah. And of course, on the West Coast, or on the West, I maybe want to get yours and Cuervo's thoughts on this one. Is everybody was shocked yesterday that Russell Westbrook had another knee surgery. Everybody seemed to be thinking everything was going fine, but I guess behind the scenes, his knee was swelling up. Now, even though he said there was no pain, he got some MRIs done, and they found the reason why, so they decided to give him a knee surgery. And he is now out till the All-Star break. What are your thoughts on that?
Cuervo.
I think it was the right choice. I'm going to tell you the reason why, because if you try to push the issue and keep Westbrook in there, I mean, you're obviously risking for a more severe injury. And I think another reason why they did it too is because I don't even think it's necessarily the rest of their schedule, you know, going into the All-Star break. You got to see what they're sitting at. I mean, they're 24-5 right now. Let's be honest, guys. They can afford to lose Westbrook for about,
yep,
you know, 15 games going into the All-Star break. Bring him back, you know, from the surgery. He'll be ready to go after All-Star break, and that's when Oklahoma City can really, you know, push
for the playoffs. And I think it was the right call, you know. But at the same time, don't. I mean, obviously, if you're Oklahoma City, if he's not ready by the time the All-Star break is over, then, you know what I'm saying, give him another week or whatever and just make sure the guy's 100% because scorekeeper, Sonny, even the big dog, we all know that when it comes to the playoffs, you must have your point guard ready to play. And if you don't, then your team's going to be in trouble. That's the way the league is.
And they know that from last year.
Point guard.
Yeah, they know that from last year. Mm-hmm. Big time. And the Lakers are having the same problem at point guard. I mean, Steve Nash is down. Kobe, who can play the point, he is down. Who do they got playing there now? I mean, that's how bad it is over in L.A. Who's playing point guard right now for the Lakers there, Big Dog?
Well, Jordan Farmar is back. He was out with a hamstring injury. He came back yesterday. So they finally have a point guard. But originally it was Jody Meeks was playing the point. Well, those guys were hurt. But Nash is a whole
other story, guys. They need to talk to Nash and make him realize that, unfortunately, the game's gone by him now, and he's just too injured to come back. I mean, you know, the Lakers will still pay him the money because that's just the way the Lakers are. But, I mean, if he retires due to injury, you know, the insurance will pay most of that back. But, I mean, we're paying him, I think, 9.3 this year, and I think 9.5 next year. You know, he's to have another year on that contract.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to retire. He wants the money from that contract and maybe another one after that. There'll be some desperate team, like if you go, you know, could you imagine what a Steve Nash would do for Golden State? I mean, maybe even a return back to Phoenix, you know, just to bring in a crowd. I think he could get another contract. Now, granted, it won't be where it's at, but I think he could get another contract at maybe $2 or $3 million a year to play for our scrub team, or for all that matters, but you know, try to teach some of the younger players how to be a leader. I think he's got the creds for that.
Yeah, he does. The thing is, he's got to pass a physical right now, and that's just not happening.
Yep.
I mean, now it's his nerves in his neck that are causing him not to play. Because of, I guess, because of his back and his hip, I guess it went up his spinal cord and now is irritating his nerves in his neck. That's the reason why he's not playing right now. So it's like one thing after another now.
Wait, is he married?
Not anymore. He's divorced and the wife was, remember we talked about that, the wife was trying to move here to California so she'd get more money from him?
Yeah. Yeah. Stress, baby. Stress. Ex-wife, stress.
Right.
Let me tell you, that woman's is a money hound. But, you know, and I'll tell you right now, if he retires and then there's no money coming in, I mean, we're going to talk about, I think sooner or later we'll talk about Steve Nash being broke. And that's almost sad because she's a money hungry hound. And it's not like this guy is completely broke, but I think this guy has to play for a little bit while so he can try to establish himself and get everything changed before he ends up retiring. So they can and I say this, you know, kind of bad, but it's to where him and his wife and his kids have something to live on for the next, you know, little bit until the kid is done and gone and past 18 years old. So I think he needs another contract just to survive. I mean, he's living in L.A. and in Arizona. He's trying to keep his kid in Arizona because when he does retire, he's going to go back to Arizona. You know, so that whole situation over there as far as Steve Nash is concerned, I think he needs another contract just so he can, you know, remain to pay the ex-bitch, I mean, his ex-wife, in order to keep her going.
Yeah, and it's not like he has a cheap place in Arizona. He lives in Paradise Valley, so, you know, that's a really nice area over there.
Oh, yeah. So, when you look at some of the news that's coming out of the NBA and how all that's going, you know, obviously without question, when you're not talking the Lakers, if you're the NBA, I think you've got to be worried. You've got to be hurt. You're hurting about what's going on as far as the popularity of your sport anyway, and then you're missing some of the big guys that are out there. That is huge. So, like Cuervo said, no Russell Westbrook. He's going to be gone. The Atlanta Hawks also. Al Horford is going to be sidelined indefinitely after tearing the right pectoral. That guy's out for at least 6 weeks, I'm telling you right now. He can play with it. And I'll give you an example, and I'll use the IFL as an example. Tuff Johnson played a whole year with a pectoral muscle. He can play, but he definitely the volume of what he can play at when he's healthy compared to a pec. And we are talking the NBA. I think, you know, that's a very physical, especially Holford, in the position that he plays. It's a very physical position. I think he's gone at least 6 weeks to get it all squared away, and they will use, you know, I don't know, are they going to grab somebody up to take over his spot? Because right now, if you're Atlanta, Cuervo, you want to stay in contention over there. You right now are in the playoffs. You lose too many games, you can very easily fall out of that at 16-13.
Being in the Eastern Conference, though, as you mentioned earlier, Sonny, you can afford, I mean, you don't want to do it, but you can actually afford to lose more games than you could if you were in the West. Like you mentioned, I mean, there's only three teams that are above 500, so as long as they can stay right at 500 or above, they're going to get one of those top playoff spots. And I mean, I was looking at the difference, and it's not even close, guys. I mean, even the teams that are out of the playoffs are 500 teams in the West.
Yeah.
So that speaks volumes about the West compared to the East. And I think a lot of people feel that the East is better, quote-unquote better, only because of who the defending champions are, the two-time defending champions are. But don't let that fool you. I mean, the Western Conference is a better conference. And I think the road to the NBA Finals would be a whole lot harder if the Miami Heat was a Western Conference team.
Oh, I agree with you. And with Portland. Hey, tell me a little bit about Portland, Big Dog, as we are going to slowly, because we're about ready to go into the playoffs for football, so we got to slowly turn the axle over to the NBA to, you know, take over as the Super Bowl is going to be happening in February. So give people an idea about who Portland is. You may not know, so I might be asking the wrong person, but Portland, I mean, they're sitting on top of their division over in the Western Conference, in the Northwest division.
Yeah, actually, they're sitting atop the entire NBA. They have the best record in the NBA at 24-5. They're 12-2 at home, 12-3 on the road. I mean, these guys are just finally playing to their potential. We have seen these guys on paper about the last 5 years. Maybe not a number one team, but they should definitely have been a top four team in the West for years and just never realized their potential. And for whatever reason, this year it clicked. I mean, there are a lot of teams that are surprising. Like Phoenix. Phoenix we thought was going to tank. We talked about that earlier in the season. Before the season started, we thought they were going to tank this year. And Phoenix is actually having a decent season at 17-11. It's really surprising who's now showing up because, I mean, you have Memphis, which, of course, also has some injury problems. They're at 12-16. Denver is barely a 500 team at 14-14. So, I mean, there's a lot of surprises. Portland being the big surprise this year in the West and in the East. Well, like we've been saying, the East just sucks. So that's just, you know,
right.
You'd be surprised if, you know, I would think Washington would have been a better team this year, along with, Chicago, of course, has had, you know, they were just dealt bad luck. But everybody was talking about
Chicago dealt bad luck.
Well, he broke his leg again, so he was dealt bad luck.
Oh, is that what it is?
But Brooklyn and New York, I mean, both of those teams were supposedly going to challenge, in the East, And boy, those both they just suck. Jason Kidd is showing that he is not a head coach. I mean, he just came into it too fast, you know. And he keeps saying that his team that they don't mind losing is what he's been saying.
He wouldn't want to be a buddy to his players.
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
So you know, it's very few players that can step from being a player to a coach. You know, Mike Dunleavy being one of them, but it doesn't look like Jason Kidd's one of those guys that can do it. He needed a couple of years under his belt, I think, as an assistant to actually take over a high-profile team such as the Nets. I think if he would have been maybe in Cleveland or, you know, Milwaukee, who's totally bad, it might have been easier for him. But in a high-profile area like New Jersey with all the New York press, they're going to eat him alive.
Yep. And Portland also, you know, you take a look at Portland. I mean, looking at, their roster, I mean, the loss of Brandon Roy, I mean, the potential this guy had. And I say potential because, you know, this guy, you can say what you want, but this guy was like, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was Rookie of the Year. So they definitely had their eyes up on him, and he's been an All-Star a couple times. So they had high hopes for him, but now he's over in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. So they get rid of a kind of like an injury-prone dude, that, you know, as far as, you know, Roy is concerned. They replace him with a couple of peoples now. They're in a situation where they are vying over there. And it's a good thing that the West is bad because, I mean, they could be sitting in the 6th, 7th, or 8th place if this, you know, if this whole Western Conference was any good, Cuervo. So, you know, taking a look at some of the other teams in the NBA, who else is kind of, like, surprising that either they are performing well or be performing bad when you look at it there, Cuervo?
You know, I'm kind of surprised at how well Portland's doing. I mean, I know Portland has some good pieces, but for them to be sitting at 24-5 right now, I mean, let's admit it. I never thought the Blazers would be this good this quickly. So I think that's pretty surprising. And then, I mean, you also got to look at I thought Golden State might be a little bit better. Not that they're doing bad, but sitting at 18-13, I figured they would have a couple of more wins. I figured they would have hit 20 by now.
Right.
I mean, overall, I mean, you know, those are probably two teams I'm keeping my eye out on for is Portland and Golden State. So, and then, of course, I mean, we talked about the Knicks earlier. They're just, I don't know what's going on with them. But they're just, I know what the problem is. Carmelo Anthony is the problem. I think we all know that. But, you know, are the Knicks going to, you know, are they going to be courageous enough to trade him off? It's the best thing for them. However, I don't know if they have what it takes to actually pull the trade. Who's going to want him too?
I think that's exactly where. And plus, they also got Stoudemire. If I'm not mistaken, Stoudemire's still on that team, so he's just a trip over a shoelace away from an injury. So you got that to deal with as far as is the next. But, you know, I look at the team like in the Indiana Pacers that, you know, this is a team that's going to live and die by the outside shot. And guess what? They're not missing them. And Big Dog, when you got a team that shoots as well as Indiana does. Now, granted, they kind of got a big guy, but I mean, this is still a team that's going to live and die by the jumper. And this year, if I had to just sit here and say, what team do I think is the best team in the NBA? I put Indiana at second, mainly just because they're going to go by the outside shot. If they work the middle a little bit more than what I've been able to see so far this year, I'd say they're the best team in the NBA, but they're going to live and die by that outside shot.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens after the All-Star break because, you know, that's when the players start getting a little bit bored and they start getting a little bit tired. Now, of course, if you're a jump shooter, that's the first thing to go is when you're tired is the knees go, you know, the legs go, and all your shots come up short. So to see, I want to see how they're going to be later on if they have the stamina to pull it off because you're right. I put them at least, they're at least the second best team in the NBA. I would love to see them knock off Miami.
I'd love it.
Yeah, so would I. But you're right. But you're right. They do need to go into more of an inside game because in the playoffs, that's what's going to beat Miami is the inside game.
Absolutely.
Not if you go trading outside shots because Miami can do it too. So the inside game is where Miami's weakness is, and I think that's what Indiana has to focus on.
Absolutely, and you're right, especially when it comes to the playoffs, they are definitely going to dig. They're going to dig to the under the basket, and they're going to have to find a way to get the ball. Hey, if you're Indiana, you have to figure out a way to get the ball down to the middle sooner or later. And like you said, and I agree with you 100% there, big dog. As soon as they start getting about 2 to 3 weeks away from the playoffs, guess what? Teams that have not been going to their big guy are going to figure out, guess what, we better start going to them because that's going to be a problem for us as we move forward into the playoffs. If you don't get any posts or underneath points, you're going to have a hard time winning in the playoffs because teams will tighten up on D, they'll be in your face, and then by that time, you're right. Forget it. I mean, you talked about it. You know, at the All-Star break is when they're going to get tired. You know, sooner or later, though, by the end of the season, that's still going to be something that they're going to have to deal with because that's an ongoing thing. So, but I like what I'm seeing in Indiana as far as the NBA is concerned. I think they're playing well, and not only that, they helped me on a couple of bets up on my sports bet. I've been kind of keeping track of them, and they're a pretty good team to bet with, so I kind of like them. So once you get a little interest in it, it kind of brings it to the game. When I also look at some of the teams, the Golden State Warriors, you look at that team, you know, we were just talking about them. This is a team that has been getting some rebounds. I mean, you expect Oklahoma City to get the rebounds. You expect Portland because they got a pretty big middle right there. But Golden State is right there. They have been getting rebounds right and left so far this season. So look out for Golden State. Now, what are you expecting from them, seeing how they're kind of close to you over there? And they had a pretty good team last year there, big dog.
Yeah, Golden State's a very exciting team. I think they'll go maybe second round in the playoffs. Maybe to the championship, but they're still short a couple of guys. I mean, they're an exciting team to watch, but the thing is, like we said, in the playoffs, everything slows down. And the running gun, you know, only a few teams could pull that off. You know, the 80s Lakers with Showtime, but, you know, they had Kareem in the middle. So, you know, Golden State really doesn't have that. I mean, they have Bogut, but, I mean, he's not a real center, per se, you know, back-to-the-basket type of player. You know, these guys like to run and gun, and the same thing with Indiana. They live by the outside shot. They're going to die by that outside shot. I mean, they got some great shooters in Curry and Klay Thompson. So, you know, those guys are leading the way. But once the playoffs begin, you know, like you said, defenses tighten up. Those easy shots just aren't so easy anymore, and you have to have an inside presence. There aren't very many teams, and Miami, unfortunately, is one of them that's been able to win without a true center. Usually you don't win without a true center.
I agree with you. And Portland actually get the heat tonight. I'm actually got that one set on DVR. So I can watch it without watching the commercial. So after about an hour, I'll tune in and watch the game. So that's a big game tonight. Cuervo, we talked about how bad the Bulls are and not being able to do it. Over in the Western Conference, though, you know, you got teams that are making their way in. I mean, if we stopped it right now, Dallas would have the 8th seed. However, they have been playing horrible. But when you look at San Antonio has the best road record in the NBA at 13-3. I mean, so they're winning 78. Let's see here. They are winning 78% of their road games. And when you win 78, you know, percent of your road games, you are actually going to be in the playoffs. Can San Antonio get over that hump this year? You think this is the year for the Spurs?
No, Sonny, I don't think so. Last year I thought was probably the best chance that they'll get to win a title. This year I don't see it happening. I mean,
unless Portland falls off, which I expect them to do. I don't expect them to continue to play as well as they are. I think we'll probably wind up seeing the Thunder back in it because, now correct me if I'm wrong, guys, didn't he miss the playoffs last year, and that's why Oklahoma City did so bad? Or am I wrong?
I think he played in the first game, didn't he? And then he got hurt in the it was a playoff game where he got hurt where someone ran into him as he was running to call timeout toward the bench, wasn't it, Big Dog?
Yeah, it was against the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, and that was against I think that was the first round of the playoffs in the first game. If it wasn't the first game,
yes,
it was the second game. I can't remember off the top of my head, but yeah. So you know, the NBA looking pretty good, and I am. Tonight is going to be a night that I'm going to watch the NBA. And as far as now, any bowl games that you're watching tonight, there, Cuervo? I mean, you know, we're stacked with bowl games that are going to be coming right and left. So are there any bowl games that are interesting here tonight or this weekend?
Well, Sonny, actually, there are a couple of bowl games tonight. You have the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, Rutgers versus Notre Dame. You have the Belk Bowl with Cincinnati against North Carolina. You have the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, which you should be paying attention to this one because it's the Kansas State Wildcats and your Michigan Wolverines. And last but not least, this is probably the most interesting one, I guess you could say, the Russell Athletic Bowl with the Miami Hurricanes taking on Louisville. So there are four bowl games on today. The first one actually starts in about 10 minutes, which would be the Pinstripe Bowl with Rutgers and Notre Dame.
Yeah, Miami of Florida, 9-3, Louisville, 11-1. In that game, when you look at, I mean, I love me some Miami of Florida. They're looking good at times, and then at times they don't look good. I can't figure that team out going up against number 18 Louisville at 11-1, but different kind of competition as well there, Cuervo, when you look at that game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking, and it all comes down to conference. And when it comes to bowl games, I mean, you look at the conference that Louisville plays in, you look at the conference Miami plays in. I actually like the Canes to win it in a close one because just the competition overall that they played in throughout the season is a little bit tougher than what Louisville went through with what used to be the Big East, which is now the American Athletic Conference. So I like Miami in that game.
I look at that defense. It's usually the strength of that team as far as the Hurricanes are concerned. But it hasn't really been that much to, you know, look at this year. And so I think they're going to be without a couple of their key guys up on the defensive side of the ball. I'm actually going a little bit different on that. I'm looking at how well that the Cardinal has been able to get their most from certain positions that – when they went into the season, I was reading the article, when they went into the season, they weren't expecting a lot of production in some of the places that they've been able to get, and that's the reason why they're at 11-1. Some of the places where they thought that they had weaknesses at the beginning of the year actually turned out to be strengths. So I like the Louisville Cardinal more so because, you know, you take that whole situation. By the way, the Hurricanes still, you know, have a longer history in bowl play, but I wonder, I mean, you know, sooner or later, the success in bowl games, I think as far as Miami's concerned and the way that they've been playing as of the last 3 or 4 years, we're not seeing success as far as that's concerned. So, I mean, do you think history really has a lot to do with it when you look at bowl games there, Cuervo? I mean, or do you just have to throw those out? This is a new year, new team, different team, or whatever the case may be, and you can't look at history in reality?
Well, no, I mean, you have to, Sonny. I mean, what the Miami Hurricanes did back in 1988 doesn't matter anymore. I mean, you know, when you're talking about history or when they won the national title in 2001 with, you know, with you know, the all the talent, the NFL talent that they had on that team, everybody from Clinton Portis to Jeremy Shockey to Ed Reed and all those other guys, Jonathan Vilma, the list goes on and on with that team. You know, that stuff's irrelevant now. I mean, that was over 10 years ago. So, I think, you know, even for Alabama, I mean, it's a different team. You know, they go and they play. They're going to play Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl. It's a different team this year, Sonny. They don't have Eddie Lacy anymore. They don't have you know, some of the receivers that they had. So you have to approach every year differently, and not, you know, depend upon your history. You have to go in there just like any other game.
Right. And I'm looking at Louisville, I mean, as far as their defense is, you know, stout. Matter of fact, I was looking at the rankings. They're right behind Michigan State in total defense. And Michigan State is a defensive team first in reality. So when you look at Louisville, what they're offering on the defensive side of the ball, they're looking pretty good. So so that it was one of the games that I was going to probably be switching back and forth from today as far as that, just because of who was in it. I mean, as far as Miami of Florida and stuff like that. So some of the big names in the bowl. So, but they actually have some bowls going on Super Bowl or on week 17 in the NFL. There's games tomorrow in the as far as the games are concerned. Let me see here. Oh, mark that. They don't. I thought they did have games on Sunday, and they don't. So keep your eye out for that, because then it starts to kick in to the better bowls starting up on December 30th. And then, of course, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, we're going to get those big ones. You know, by the way, the GoDaddy Bowl, what the hell? I mean, they're playing on January 5th. I mean, since when has the GoDaddy Bowl moved into the big upper echelon to where that's going to be the last bowl game of the year, Cuervo?
I don't, you know, I've noticed that too, Sonny, where, you know, you got the BCS games coming before the GoDaddy Bowl and the
What the hell is that all about?
I don't know, Sonny, probably sponsorship. For sponsorship purposes, I have no idea. Not that GoDaddy.com is something I, you know, subscribe to or anything like that, but it's money. That's all it really is. But you know what, though, Sonny? In reality, think about it, though. Next Sunday, January 5th, okay, how many people do you really think are going to watch that bowl game?
I'm just wondering, after the national championship thing, I think that was my point.
No, it's before the national championship, but think about it. Sonny.
Oh, is it?
Next
okay.
Sunday. Yeah, next Sunday next Saturday starts round one of the NFL playoffs. You think I'm going to pay attention to the GoDaddy Bowl?
That's
get
right.
I'm going to watch an NFL playoffs.
So, yeah, that's some big stuff. Sports Talk with the Guys is online with us here as we are moving into the end of our first hour here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Did you guys say that you needed a bail in about a half hour or something like that? Or because I know you got some moving still going on over there, scorekeeper.
Yeah, I have to bail in about 30 minutes because my rental truck is available at 10. It's 8:57. Yeah, I'm going to get out of here at about 9:30 because I'm going to go move my refrigerator, washer, dryer, and three other items. And I'm done.
There you go. You're done. Well, no, you're not done. You still got a month and a half to 2 months to get stuff all out of boxes and put away, right?
Not really. We're okay.
Well, I think Mrs. Scorekeeper.
That's right. Mrs. Scorekeeper has
guys that live out, you know, when we moved into the house that we're in now, I lived out of the boxes for about 4 months. Like,
oh, no.
Oh, really? You got to open that box? Damn.
You're funny, Sonny. No, I leave my wife to do it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, she's going to have the house the way she wants it, so might as well let her do it. You got it. Just bring in a box for her every once in a while. So before we get out of here, did you guys cover everything that you guys wanted to cover on Sports Talk with the Guys this morning?
Big Dog?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Got everything covered and yeah, good. I yeah. I just wanted to make sure everything was covered there as far as that was concerned. And by the way, anybody watching college basketball right now?
What's that?
Okay, the silence means no.
What game's going on?
I have no. I was trying to hopefully find someone who did, because I'll be honest. I've been keeping track of three teams only because we call basketball games for Raleigh.